Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Make them fear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Paul McCartney from the Beatles at Coachella. Don't forget to wear your sunblock. Wear a lot of sunblock when you're out there. Oh, really? Wow. That's pretty cool. And guess what? He's playing at Coachella. He's playing the third night on April 19th, getting ready for the big Coachella. Oh, my God. Because those smaller bands are probably on in the daytime. So wear a lot of sunblock for Coachella. Oh, my God. Really? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. Oh, no. She's playing, actually, day two of Coachella Festival, April 18th. Thank God. Really? How sad. Yes. Yay. Yeah. So glad you dig me.
And now.
Well, it's mashed potatoes with no gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Our feature presentation.
Maybe the best ever.
Rodney gets excited this time of year. He loves the Coachella.
Do you think no one's told him that it's not Coachella, that it's Coachella?
Well, what was it last year? Last year he wasn't Coachella. What did he say last year?
Coachella.
Yeah, last year it was Coachella.
Yeah. And then this year he changed it to Carchella.
So I think he's working his way through the vowels. I don't really get it either. But
is that how it works, Rodney, in the English language? You just...
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. That's just our friend Rodney.
Because there's no R in there is the thing.
Yeah.
So, Coachella.
He's an interesting little fella.
Yeah. I can't imagine Rodney even going to Coachella.
No way.
Seriously, because if you touch Rodney, he falls to the ground. He's so frail, right? He can't be out there in a crowd with tens of thousands of people. He wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, and there's not enough sunblock in the world for him.
I think he's probably too weak to walk from the parking lot to the venue, too.
No question.
By the way, is that just lifestyle? Because Leonard Cohen, I'm going to say, is 10 years older than Rodney.
Yeah.
And
he's not
only going to Coachella, performing at Coachella.
Yeah, of course.
And will probably carry some of his own equipment. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and why is Rodney made of sugar cubes and Leonard Cohen seems to be...
That's a great point.
Is it just lifestyle and choices in diet and stuff like that?
Or just, you're the health expert.
I know, but it's weird.
I mean, it is weird.
I'm also, 60 years away from that point, so... I don't know. Is it?
You're about 80 years away from that point.
By the way, we are going to take your calls for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew Thursday morning. You call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. Let me ask you this. It may be too late for Rodney, but do you think, Mike, if you could get him to follow your advice, you could get him to in the health of a normal person if you had enough time to work with him?
I don't know what type of difference I can make, but I definitely think I could improve Rodney's health if
Absolutely.
I got a hold of him. And really,
but you can't get a hold of him.
And I said, look, Rodney, you can't eat every meal
at
Cantor's. You can't have just matzo ball soup. That's it. You have to, get some better protein sources,
right.
And we're going to go to the gym. We're going to get you exercise.
Yes.
Oh, Rodney in the gym. I'd pay everything I've got to see.
That would be the best.
I know that would make a difference.
Who
I don't
wants
know.
To spot me?
Find out how much it would cost for you to take Rodney to the gym to shoot a video of him working out.
Oh, it would cost nothing. They would be happy to allow us.
No. But the problem
to
here
get Rodney
is,
to do
is
it.
Rodney. Yeah, Rodney would never do that.
No matter how much money, right?
Never, he'd ever, never ever, do ever, it. Ever, never, ever.
Yeah. Really? He's so broke, though.
The man's got his pride.
Dude, I don't know.
I'll have Beer Mug ask him.
I want to see Rodney in shorts and a t-shirt working out.
Saying, you're on your way to the gun show. Something like that. Come on now.
That would be awesome.
It would be so awesome. I love it so much.
All right. It's the Kevin DeVito Show. It's Thursday, the 16th of April. Lingus.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1. What do? What do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, we found out yesterday that fighting is about a guy who gets into the underground world of bare-knuckle wrestling and fighting and beating up people for money because he's broke. And it's Channing Tatum starring in the film along with Terrence Howard. It's new from Rogue Pictures, and you get tickets to the K-Rock Advance screening. And the movie opens on April the 24th. Some dreams are worth the fight.
Kind of like I'm watching my life, you know?
Yeah.
Watching my childhood.
Sure, of course. Really, I see it.
In a movie out of your life without anyone even asking you about it.
Yeah. Robbie in Moreno Valley. Good morning.
Hey, I want a Snuggie instead of the tickets.
You want a Snuggie. You want to be able to call in and tell us what you want.
Do we have No.
Do we have any Snuggies left?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you guys catch the premiere of Pitchman last night?
Oh, no, that's the Billy Mays one, right?
Yeah.
That's the dude that's on all of those late night, only on TV commercials, and he could sell you his dentures, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How was it?
It was awesome. It was really great. It was funny, too. I mean, Billy Mays and I forget the other guy's name, but they bicker back and forth all the time, and it was a really good show, man. I'm going to tape the series just in case if I miss a day.
What channel is it on?
The Discovery Channel.
Discovery, okay.
Okay, well, I'm sure they'll play it again for those of us that missed it. I remember the other guy goes by Sully. His last name is Sullenberger or something like that.
That's it.
And he's also a huge pitch man, and the two of them are real good friends and teamed up to make this show where, if I remember correctly, Lisa, is this right from when they came in? They have inventors, basically, people who want to sell products, and they tell them whether it's viable and help them get it off the ground and then make commercials for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good tip, Robbie. Thank you. That's a good tip. I want to watch that. Lisa, what did you just write on the back of your hand?
Pitchman.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I keep track.
Paper?
No.
Notes?
No.
Email yourself?
This will be with me when I get home, and I'll look down, and then I'll tape it.
That is quite a system.
Look, it works.
I did forget that Lisa never washes her hands. I did forget that about her.
That was my system when I was in second grade. Just want to say that.
Your system hasn't improved.
Hey, I'll let you shut up.
You have 30 pieces of wadded up paper.
How about a little shut the hell up from you?
In his pockets, it goes to the laundry, I'm sure.
All right, let's go to Eddie in Whittier. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, what it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do?
I was at the Springsteen concert last night, and none other than Tom Morello came out and played two songs.
Did he really?
And he rocked it. He was awesome. They did the Ghost of Tom Jones.
Sure.
Like, just soloed for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, they did that for the first time down in Anaheim when Bruce was there last time. And not only did Bruce sell the video, you could buy it through iTunes, but it was up, you know, the next day on YouTube. And it was phenomenal. I mean, it was a transcendent moment. We had the chance to talk to Tom Morello about that. And he was so funny. Remember this, Kevin? He said, yeah, I remember at rehearsal I was thinking, I got to make this good enough that he'll still want to do it. But I need to save something so that I can impress him when I do it on stage later on.
Yeah, he was so nervous, he said. And he's never nervous before something like that.
No.
But it was with Springsteen, one of his idols. So
it's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
You ought to check it out. You ought to go to iTunes and get the copy from Anaheim last year of them doing Ghost of Tom Jode. It really is amazing. I mean, it's a great song. And if it doesn't make sense to you, it's because Rage covered that song that Bruce did. So it's perfect that they're playing it together. But good stuff.
All right. Let's go to Robert in Los Angeles. Good morning, Robert.
What a dude, nephew, baby, boo.
What a dude.
Hey. I'm a driver for escorts.
You're a driver for escorts? So you drive hookers around?
Well, we don't use that term.
Okay, well.
Escorts, right?
Escorts.
Yeah, we did a show down in West L.A., a hotel across the street from Broadway Plaza. And the guy ended up claiming that he was the manager for Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The girl I was driving said that he popped out with a program and a portfolio and pictures and everything of Britney Spears, and he says he was on the up and up.
Do you remember his name?
No, he had a British or Irish accent. I can hear him from the hallway. And he's a very loud guy.
Now, let me ask you this, because I don't know a lot about your business, Robert, but isn't part of the whole escort deal that you try to kind of protect your clients' identities? Like they're paying for a little bit of discretion in addition to maybe a little, you know, a little rub and tug?
When one of our clientele that, you know, on a regular basis, this was the first time he called us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So those people are okay to just go ahead and blab.
By the way, I think that they pay the girl for that. I don't think they pay the driver for that.
Well, you know? I mean, I think the whole business, you kind of want them to kind of keep you on the down low a little bit. Maybe you ought to take out an ad in the paper and name all your clients.
Well, there is a book I can write because I've been doing this off and on for over 10 years. I got some stories I can tell.
We should do a feature where we talk to him about that world because that world is fascinating to me.
I agree.
Honestly, I got so many stories. It's, you know, some of it I don't even believe it, you know, half the time because...
Wait, you don't believe your own stories?
You wouldn't believe it happened.
Oh, I see.
Know?
It's too good to be true kind of a
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Really.
I got you.
All right. Well, we'll get a phone number on you. Maybe we can talk again later, okay?
Thank you for the call. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amici Show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
Green Day turns out, has a new song out and a new CD that's on the way. The new song is called Know Your Enemy.
Finally.
Somebody world premiered it, I think, in the middle of the night. They got their hands on here and just started playing it.
Okay.
So if you haven't heard it yet, we're going to play it for you pretty much every hour on the hour coming up starting at 7 o'clock this morning. So.
Okay. Have you heard it, Kevin?
I have.
Yeah. Is it awesome?
Love it. Love it. So good to have good Green Day.
I think we're going to start playing it at 6 o'clock.
Are we? Okay.
Very soon.
Someone told you that?
I'm looking at it.
All right, good times. Because I asked just before I came in. Nope, 7. I was like, all right, fine, I'll say 7.
Well, I got the memo yesterday that said it started at 2 o'clock and then every hour on the hour from that point on.
All right. All right, then.
Who the hell knows?
Also on the program today, we have Jason Statham.
Yeah!
Woo! From Crank High Voltage.
Looks good.
Looks awesome.
Revisited.
Can't wait. We have a major announcement for you at 7:15 about a big band in a tiny little place and a little event that you might want to attend.
You said yesterday, you dropped a little bit of a hint yesterday. I know you didn't want to give too much away, but you said it rhymed with the Schmillers. And
yes.
I tell you, I spent all night last night trying to figure that out, and I just couldn't get it. So it's really been driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that today at 7:15 you'll reveal what you were talking about.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Because the hint seems oblique if I work that hard on it and can't figure out what it is.
The Schmillers?
You said it was a band, right?
Yeah.
And it rhymes with the Schmillers.
Right.
Yeah, I tried everything. There's nothing.
Did you type in the Schmillers? Because maybe that's the actual band name.
Well, it's not the Schmillers. I think you lied is what I'm saying. Right. I think we're going to find out that you were thinking of a different band when you gave us that hint because I couldn't get it.
That's very possible.
Hmm. Okay.
I believe we're going to talk to a guy today who's looking for a date for Coachella.
Oh, well.
Which is tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Seems like it's a little close.
Yeah.
And Oscar De La Hoya retiring.
That's right.
Again.
And this is it.
This is it. And when he says this is it, that's what he means.
Yeah.
And let's see. We might also talk to Spencer Pratt, who I believe is talking about running for mayor.
And you would vote for him, you son of a bitch.
In a second.
Oh, my
God. I vote comedy.
The only people who vote are people who have never heard of Spencer Pratt.
That's true.
That is a really good
point. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right.
So we'll get to all that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
By the way, you're not trying to discount that we're talking to Nancy from Zeta Talk later today,
I hope,
Kevin. I did not hear you mention that, and I know you love her.
I do love her. She's one of the craziest people we've ever talked
to. Absolutely.
It's been a while, though. So.
She is going to have information for us today about how the poll shift is already beginning, I believe, and she has specific advice for Southern California, not that kind of poll, Rob, specific advice for Southern Californians about how they should avoid dying in the poll shift, because it's coming up.
Poll shift?
Plus, the brand new song from Green Day is next. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat at 5:50.
What? I agree with him.
Thank you.
It sounded that way.
He said pole shift 9 times.
Yes.
And then I repeated pole shift.
I understand that.
But you said it under your breath, and she is BS, so I thought that's what you said.
I thought I said BS.
Yes.
I thought I said pole S.
No,
which
no,
would make
no
sense whatsoever.
No.
Much like bare knuckle wrestling. Would make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, meant to be fighting. Should have been fighting. Yeah. Not the kind of painting I was talking about at all.
Bean this morning said, we learned yesterday fighting is all about bare knuckle wrestling. It's like, I don't know guys who wear gloves when they wrestle. Like, frankly, it's always bare knuckle when I wrestle, but that's just me. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Yeah.
The impending divorce between Mel and Robin Gibson didn't come as a shock to everyone. The New York Post claims that for some time now, Hollywood types have been saying that Robin has been fed up with Mel's cheating, drinking, and she claims the success he's had has gone to his head recently.
Hmm.
He's been famous for 25 years.
Yeah, he was famous when she married him.
When did all of a sudden he realize he was famous and let it go to his head?
That's a good question.
I call BS. I say she gets nothing. Next case. Ralph Garman, divorce judge.
Throw $100 her way.
Jews. That's right. Nicolas Cage seems to be an adrenaline junkie in real life. You know, he makes a lot of action films. New York Post says that he has a new love for gliding.
Gliding?
He's taking glider lessons in his spare time. You know what that is?
Yeah. The hang glider?
No, they pull you up in a plane behind another plane with a motor on it, with a tow rope, and then they release you, and then you just glide silently to Earth. That sounds great. Imagine flying with no engine sound, nothing, just the silence of being flying through the air?
And my scream?
Yeah, well,
would you be screaming, Lisa?
Then kind of defeats the purpose.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Now, where do you do that in town where you have a safe place to land?
I'm guessing you have to go out to the desert.
Yeah.
Around here, you would. Usually, I know they do it in the the East Coast and the Northwest, any place where there's like rolling green, like a lot of fields and stuff like that. But right. It's hard to come by in Southern California.
It still seems like it'd be easy to hit a tree or something. It seems like the dismount would be difficult.
Well, I think the goal is to avoid that.
I'd like to suggest that you're not necessarily the type of person who should be piloting one of those.
Well,
planes.
I'm interested in how it all works. I mean, I'd do it myself, but I'd like to see it. It'd be cool.
Having heard legends of you on a, mini bike?
Or mini bike, yeah.
You may not want to be piloting a plane anytime soon. Amy Smart. She's in that new Crank sequel, of course, High Voltage.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
You know, she plays a stripper.
Yes, she does.
In the movie. Mm-hmm. That's the way to get to make a sequel better than the original, by the way. Take the hot chick, who was like a librarian or something in number one, and turn her into a whore stripper for number two. Now you have my interest.
Now we're talking.
She said that she took lessons in striptease at Sheila Kelly's S Factor here in Los Angeles. Are you familiar with that studio?
S Factor. Mm-hmm.
Very popular.
Very popular place where women go to learn how to pole dance and to strip, but as sort of an athletic competition. Not a competition, but athletic... an exercise program,
yeah.
As well as just
kind of a workout.
How to be sexy, exactly. And she said, I was sexually liberating and really fun. It takes a lot of work to make it look easy. I looked really awkward at the beginning, but I had fun. At one point, I wondered if I would ever pick it up. I loved my routine to Billy Squier's song, Stroke Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you on the pole.
Yes, it is. That is true.
And apparently, she's enjoyed it so much, she's still taking classes there. She's still stripping over there at the S Factor.
Pole shift.
My crotch really, really loves it.
My wife had taken lessons there, and they've got a strict no man policy on the property itself.
The whole property?
The whole property.
Come on.
If you want to go in to like buy a gift certificate or something, they have to meet you outside and escort you in.
No kidding.
It's like the island of the Amazons or something where Wonder Woman grew up. No men are allowed anywhere near it. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question about being a stripper. Can I see your boobs?
Yeah. What I'd like to know.
Lisa, you did that for a while. You were pole dancing
for a
pole
dancing class, too.
Did you get your certificate or whatever?
Yes,
however
I
it works.
Did.
All right.
I got a belt.
Now she's a brown garter. Patrick Stewart is currently doing a theatrical performance in Scotland, co-starring with Sir Ian McKellen, his co-star from the X-Men movie.
My crotch really, really loves it.
I don't know what that means. He is currently doing Waiting for Godot, legendary Samuel Beckett play with Sir Ian. And Patrick Stewart recently went off on a guy who took his picture while he was performing on stage.
As well he should.
Can you imagine? It's gotten to that now. It's bad enough cell phones going off and people talking on the phone during performance, but someone taking the photograph of a performer while he's performing on stage.
Yeah, that seems bad.
It's madness. After the show was over, according to the Scotland Daily Record, there were 40 people outside waiting for autographs, and the stars came out. And Patrick Stewart recognized the guy who took his photo during the show.
Awesome.
And said, are you the asshole who is sitting in front tonight? You know, I really want to know is how can you sleep at night? I really hope you're pleased with yourself. And when Patrick Stewart says that to you.
Yeah.
Especially in that voice.
Yeah, you feel it.
Are you the asshole that was sitting in the front row? the voice of God.
Yeah, can I get a signature?
Yeah, can you want to autograph this Polaroid I took of you? And Waiting for Godot is like a two-man play, by the way. It's not like...
That small?
It's not like... Yeah, they're just staring out into the audience for most of it. It's not like you can, you know... There was some song and dance number.
Yeah, exactly.
Took this photograph, so.
I wonder if Sean Connery's all upset he wasn't cast.
Patrick Stewart and Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Waiting for Godot?
They figure if you're going to cast Scottish actors and you got like two or three to choose from, he's probably bent out of shape.
He's always been out of shape.
I can't imagine he's angry.
And Will Ferrell will appear on the Bear Grylls show, Man vs. Wild.
What?
Doing what?
Surviving. Bear and Will spent 48 hours in the frozen Swedish wilderness learning how to stay alive against the odds.
I have to see that.
It's already been taped for a June air date.
Write it on your hand, Lisa.
Write it down.
Right now.
Will Ferrell, on your palm. In the episode, Will apparently will drink his own urine.
Whoa! Nope.
Which is a regular survival tip from Bear on his hit show.
Yeah, no.
Can you imagine?
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
That's what he said when he's thirsty.
If I recall speaking with Army friends in the past, that is kind of a standard operating procedure if you're in a situation where you're dehydrated and need water. I mean, there's apparently a safe way to do it where it doesn't taste bad and it's healthy.
Yeah, Bear Grylls is former military, so that makes sense. Will said about the trip, it was the thrill of a lifetime, even though I did get urine drunk, which is a sad thing because he said about drinking his own urine.
Then he went on to say,
it's going to make you cry tears that come out of your butthole.
I thought, not usually a funny show, but okay.
You know, if you got the kind of coin Will has, you really don't need to survive for 48 right. hours on your own urine in the Swedish wilderness. Right. You really don't.
That's the one of the things that you can avoid.
You can make a phone call and they can come pick you up in a helicopter and you can go drink champagne somewhere.
I think it was Monday, the day you were out sick, Ralph, where we were talking about the celebrity salaries article in Parade magazine. And I remember Will was $31 million for last year is how much he made. So clearly at this point, he only does stuff because he wants to.
Yeah. His urine really is literally gold now.
It is.
Yeah. When it comes out. That's what he was drinking.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
No, sir, I would not.
I don't understand the question.
Today's celebrity birthdays, comedian Martin Lawrence is 44. Martin's had his own urine before, but had nothing to do with survival.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. He's just at a Subway. Just filled a cup with ice from the ice machine and just whizzed into it. It's very strange.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty.
No, I would not say that to Tom Petty. No. No. Ellen Barkin is 54 years old today. Go ahead, Kevin. Hammerhead shark.
Hammerhead shark. Looks like a hammerhead shark. She does.
Pope Benedict the 16th is 82 years old today. Why do they hire Pope so old?
They should get a young pope.
Like 13, because 14? God tells them who the person is that should be pope.
But it's
why.
A gig that lasts a lifetime, and you want to think if you're pope and you're making all decisions for the Catholic Church, you want to be a little sharper than 82.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. They don't
that's something I would trust. There's not much I would trust an 82-year-old to make decisions with. Maybe what kind of pudding to have.
That's it.
That's about it.
That's the biggest decision.
And Lakers legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah!
Celebrates his 62nd birthday today. 62 years old for Lou Alcindor. Can you believe it?
He hasn't had an expression on his face in 30 years, has he? He sits behind
the
Lakers.
He's not a very emotive person.
He just sits there, watches, and just looks, but never cracks a smile.
Yeah. Is he still part of the team over there? Does he get paid? Is he like a consultant or something?
He works personally with Andrew Bynum on his footwork. And
just Bynum?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. That's
he's a center.
It's a pretty good tutor.
Yeah,
no
kidding.
Totally.
All to yourself.
I heard he once asked some kid in a cockpit if you ever saw Gladiator movies. Something about that. It was some scandal. I can't remember what it was.
No, you're
dead. That's why he doesn't
up and down the court.
That's right. Yeah, he yelled at some kid in a cockpit. That's all I remember. When he was a pilot.
That's how he lost his airline job. That's why he can't fly anymore.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Kevin, you've been to Coachella a number of times before. What advice do you give the kids who may be going for the first time this weekend out to the desert?
It gets real hot during the day. It gets real cold at night. Don't get sunburned. Don't drink too fast, too hard, because then you're going to be out there all weekend. You're going to be miserable.
Okay.
And other than that, it's awesome.
Have
it's
a good time.
The best people-watching, most fun thing there is.
Is it? Did you plan ahead because there were so many bands going on it so often?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of have a schedule, like go to krock.com, take a look at the Coachella schedule so you know, hey, I got to get over there at 4 to see this dude,
yes.
And I got to be back here by 5 to see that band, right?
Yeah, because usually there's 3 tents and 2 stages, so you got a lot of stuff going on kind of at the same time. And I'm not sure if Lightning put it up yet, but I think he's putting up Cat's picks.
Oh, good.
For Coachella. Like, she went through the whole schedule and said where she's going to go and who she's going to see. So if you want, to have some kind of a guide, that's going to be up at krock.com soon.
Well, a lot of people making plans for the big weekend. Coachella is finally here. We got a very interesting email that touched Lisa's heart because she likes rich European dudes. He is named Thomas, and he is a German living in Switzerland who is out here in Southern California to go to Coachella, and he's got a little bit of a problem that he needs our help with. So let's welcome Thomas to the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ right now. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Now, first of all, you live in Switzerland. How do you even know about the Kevin and Bean Show? What's going on there?
I guess it's the same old story for everyone abroad who knows you. Been in Los Angeles one time, listened to you on the radio, and heard you ever since.
Huh. So you listen online, and then you heard about Coachella.
Right.
And you thought, I got to go to that. Now, are you on vacation for a certain amount of time? You didn't just come out just for the show.
I'm on vacation. Okay. I will fly back on April 29th, but the main reason to come right now at this time was the show. Yeah.
How about that? What kind of work do you do back home, Thomas?
I work for the University of Basel in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a quite interesting project also for Los Angeles people because it's about film restoration.
Oh.
Film restoration.
Okay.
Now,
so that's how I came to Los Angeles in the first place.
Listen to Thomas, by the way. The rest of us, you know, we're barely getting by. We're going on vacation. We're looking for a hostel to stay in. You know, I mean, we're just trying to live on $5 a day. Thomas is out here. He is living it the F up. You have already been to a taping of the Jimmy Kimmel Show, right?
Right, yeah.
You had lunch with Josh Fries. You're one of those crazy Josh Fries fans who bid on all the stuff that he was auctioning off to raise money, you know, for his new album and stuff. And you already had lunch with him, right?
I haven't had it already. I will have it.
You will, okay.
Yeah.
And now you're going to all 3 days of Coachella. That is a hell of a vacation, my friend.
Yeah, you know, what should I say?
You could say it would be better if I had a woman. That's what you could say.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, what
right.
happened in that department,
what
Thomas?
What happened?
I don't have a girlfriend right now, so I'm thinking about a couple of girls who might, and even one dude.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
who might come with me in worst case, but turns out, yeah, didn't happen.
So none of them can do it?
No.
Okay.
I can sort of understand that because, very many people necessarily can, you know, on the spur of the moment can, you know, leave the country for 2 weeks or whatever to go tour America. So you had trouble getting someone to come with you, but you still have this extra ticket, this extra 3-day pass.
Indeed, yes.
Now, okay. You want us to hook you up with someone, with a listener?
Sure, that would be, I think that would be great, yeah.
I think his email said a hot woman in white pants.
Hot woman in white pants.
Yeah,
that's what he was looking for.
How about a hot dude in white pants?
No thanks.
Not the same? All right.
Yeah. All right. So what kind of woman are you looking for? And what is it what's your reasonable expectation out of this weekend? I mean, is it as simple as you just want somebody to hang out with at the show? Or are you thinking maybe a little, you know, a little vacation romance happening here?
I wouldn't mind a vacation romance, but I just want to have fun in the first place. And you know, yeah, anything can happen if both are okay with it.
Okay. Where are you staying out at Coachella? Do you have a hotel?
Yeah, hotel. It's can I name it? Or
I have well, that's not necessary.
Yeah, you don't
I think,
have to. I just
Lisa
to make
was
sure
just wondering
you
if you were
camping in the
camping,
dirt.
Yeah.
No. It's a hotel, and it should be big enough.
Okay.
If I remember correct, it even in the worst case, it has two queen size beds.
I was just going to ask if it has two beds or one.
Two
beds.
I'm not 100% on this, but I remember it was a two-bedroom.
Okay.
Lisa, I know you love rich Europeans. What do you think?
Well,
I mean, should we even bother going to the phones or taking emails?
Sadly,
I mean, come on.
I actually have plans this weekend. If I had known earlier, I would have totally gone with
Thomas. Hey, Thomas, have you ever been featured on a show called Dateline NBC?
No.
All right.
No.
Just a little screening question we ask everyone.
Hey, what is your... I mean, you sound like a bright guy. Obviously, you've got an interesting job. You've got a lot going on for you. What's the deal with you? What's your fatal flaw that prevents you from having your own girlfriend?
You have two heads?
No, well, I don't really know. I'm
extra ear?
I guess it would be... I'm a little shy, maybe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
No, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
But he sounds like he has fun. He goes and he does some interesting stuff.
Yes, he does. That's true. He travels the world. And,
yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we don't have a lot of time, Thomas, but let's take maybe we'll take a couple of phone calls if anyone is interested that you might want to talk to that may want to go to Coachella with you this weekend. I think it's a fascinating proposition. You know, for the right person, it could work out great for both of you. 1-800-520-1067. Alicia from Los Angeles was first up on the line, so let's at least give her a shot at it. Hey, Alicia, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Alicia.
So you're driving down the road listening to Kevin and Bean, and what intrigued you enough about this story to make you call?
Well, first of all, I really, really want to go to Coachella.
Right.
I'm a hot chick, and I have a pair of white pants.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
Come on now.
Now, I would imagine a lot of women, they may think of that in a fleeting instant, but then they would stop themselves before they picked up the phone and call, because they would think, well, this is just too creepy. You don't go away for the weekend with a dude you've never met. How do you get past that, Alicia?
There's going to be how many other people there?
Well,
and I'm always up for, you know, for
what,
the most
white
things.
Pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big enough festival that if you want to ditch him, it's very possible.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of ditching him.
I'm just saying, if he turns out to be a little kooky, a little creepy, because we don't know. You know, we're not screening him.
We're not vouching for Thomas.
Right, we're not vouching for him.
Yeah.
But,
well, how will I ever know if I don't go?
She's an adventurer.
Well, she's an adventurer.
Exactly. I like it.
All right. We're going to give you guys a chance to talk off the air. But, Thomas, before we put Alicia back on hold, any question for her?
I will talk to her off the air. No,
okay.
I can't think of anything right now.
He doesn't want to spoil his game.
Yeah. All right, let's take a couple more, and then we'll hook people up off the air so they can talk more. Noelle is in Torrance. She's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good
hey, Noelle,
morning.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just trying to win some Coachella tickets and meet some interesting people.
Yeah, well, this is certainly one of them. We hope in a positive way.
Are you way better than that bitch Alicia that we talked to?
I believe so. I love everything.
You love everything?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I love the morning. Look how happy I am in the morning. Yeah. Come on,
yeah. That's a plus. Definitely.
Noelle, what is it? Why are you excited about Coachella? Is it any band in particular that you're looking forward to, or what?
Too many to name. Paul McCartney being one of them, and Ghostland Observatory. Oh my gosh, I saw them over at the Universal Amphitheater. I want to see them again.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. And do you have a thing for creepy foreign guys?
I don't think I do. Okay. Per se. I mean,
well, we don't know that he's creepy.
Friends, you know?
We don't know that he's creepy. We just never met him, so we have to assume.
As long right. as he hasn't been featured on Dateline, I think.
Okay.
I think
right. I
feel
safe.
Well, again, I think I may carry a can of pepper spray with me. But,
again,
you know.
Again, we're taking his word on that. We don't know.
Noelle, you hang on. I love that Noelle is already planning on packing pepper spray. I do love that.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Thomas, have you ever been arrested at all? And has there ever been a restraining order placed against you?
If I had been arrested, I would have trouble coming to the U.S.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
she's
no,
got a pretty
if
clean
you've
record.
Been convicted.
No, it says arrested.
That's what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your other question, Bean, besides arrested?
I was asking if he's ever had a restraining order
brought
against him.
No. Nothing like that.
All right.
Have you ever killed a woman even one time, even by accident?
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know of.
Not that you know
of. All right, let's squeeze in one more. This is Sarah, 23, from Seal Beach. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
You're a fun girl, I see, and you major in what?
My major is international business.
Ah.
Well, we have an international businessman on the phone. How about that?
It's kind of funny, right?
What are the chances?
Now, Sarah, tell us your thought process before you picked up the phone and dialed us.
Well, I listen to you guys every morning because I work really early, and I just heard you guys talking to him, and I thought it was kind of funny, and then I was like, I'm going to, like, pre-dial the number so that if they say to call in, I can call. And then I actually got through, which
nice.
Is funny because I listen to you guys every day.
Nicely done.
Very cool.
Okay. All right. Well, you hold on, and we'll exchange some information off the air. But I got to tell you, there are other calls. Rachel's on the phone from Glendale. There are other people mm-hmm. calling in. I mean, there are definitely some women who are interested in finding out more about Thomas and maybe making this thing happen. But, of course, you know, obviously do what you want and be safe. But, Thomas, maybe we'll check in with you Monday and find out how it worked out for you if you pick somebody.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to do is we're going to give your phone number to the girls just so that they can ditch you if they want, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And and be nice, and you've never been the subject of a major manhunt, have you?
No, I haven't been. I don't plan to be in the future.
Are there any countries that you're barred from going into?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Thomas, if this works out for you, dude, and I think you know what I mean, then you owe us, if we're ever in Switzerland, we're going to look you up for some payback, all right?
Feel free to do so, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for emailing the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great time at Coachella.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chapter 8, Hydration. Remember, the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival is a metaphoric marathon, not a metaphoric sprint. And as in any metaphoric marathon, it's important to stay hydrated, metaphorically. Drink lots of fluids before you arrive at the event. But don't worry, water will also be sold on site. And loan officers will be on hand to help you finance your water purchase. You may find it a more efficient fluid-to-fund ratio to drink beer. And after two beers, when you've run out of money, you can always drink your own urine. We repeat, your own urine, you freaks. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:36. We really, really should get those guys in to play. Because that new song is great.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Silver
right,
Sun Pickups?
They were just here a couple of days ago, actually.
I like that song. It's a great song.
Thank you, Oscar
De La Hoya. The champion of a song, you could say.
If you want to see Silver Sun Pickups and their performance on the Kevin and Bean show the other morning, you can go to krock.com. It is up in Kevin and Bean TV. You can actually see the video of that. It's very cool. Oscar, you're happy. You sound excited and delighted that you're no longer boxing, that you announced your retirement this week.
Of course, I'm very disappointed to have to give up boxing, mm-hmm. which has given so much back to me.
Right.
And my people, the Mexican people, mm-hmm. my ancestors from Mexico, which are Mexican, and all the people of East Los Angeles, mostly predominantly Mexican people. You know? And it meant a lot to them and it meant a lot to me. But I'm moving on to the next phase of my life. I have so much more, so much more for Oscar De La Hoya.
This is not the first time you've retired, is it?
No, but this is it. This is it.
This time,
when I say this is it, I mean this is it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
So
this is it.
There's no way you'll fight
this
again.
This is it.
Right? There's no way you'll fight again.
Well, I have three more exhibition fights probably next year, but this is it.
Oscar, is the reason you're finally retiring because you get the crap beaten out of you every time you step into the ring now? Is that why?
No, it's because I actually feel sorry for most of my opponents.
Manny Pacquiao.
I don't like them to be dragged into the conspiracy that a lot of the networks and the pay-per-views are trying to rally against me, where they try to make it appear with camera tricks and cartoon effects that I am losing fights.
Oscar, actually, if you don't mind my saying, you didn't touch Manny Pacquiao. You didn't touch him. It wasn't like it was a close fight and it came down to a questionable decision. You got destroyed. Really beat up.
The truth is, Mr. Kevin, and I am a big fan of yours, as I know you are a big fan of mine.
Sure.
I felt bad punching Mr. Pacquiao because his breath was so terrible and smelled of garlic and dog.
Wow.
And I said, I need to stay as far away from this man as possible.
Wow.
And I looked over to his lovely wife, lovely, lovely wife, in the front row. And I said, I cannot murder your husband with my Mexican fists because you will no longer do my wife's nails.
Oh.
Wow, you're still trash talking. You're not even in boxing anymore. You're still trash talking.
Wow.
Oscar, how does it make you feel knowing that Manny Pacquiao is now calling himself the Golden Boy, that he is now the face of the sport and the most popular boxer in the world?
He is, of course, not the Golden Boy. He's the Golden Retriever Boy, and I will not allow him to defame. You like that, didn't you, Kevin?
Yes, I
did. I will not allow him to defame me or the proud people of La Raza and the Brown Pride movement. Uh-huh. And Aztec warriors. And,
okay, I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
And
listen,
avocados and lime juice.
Everybody has
and
an opinion.
And pico de gallo and carne asada and ranchero
right, you're
music.
You're naming Mexican food. We know all of that. Yes,
okay.
Oscar. Everybody is weighing in now on your decision to retire. Most seem to think it was a good idea. No more so than your old former friend, now nemesis, Freddie Roach, great boxing trainer, on the phone with us right now on the Kevin.
You have
show.
Him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
he's on the phone right now. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to call in. I heard you guys were talking to Oscar about his retirement.
Yeah, he's retiring.
And, you know, I never have a bad thing to say about anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody knows that I get along with most everybody. I never have a bad thing to say.
Right.
But Oscar's an asshole.
Now, why are you calling to say this, Freddie?
Because, you know, he talks all this stuff about he's Mexican and how, you know, he's the face of the sport and everything.
Right.
And he's retired like three times and
right.
he keeps coming back. And it's just that it's embarrassment, really, for everybody involved in the sport.
Wow.
So you're Oscar? Just an asshole, Oscar.
Oscar.
It hurts my feelings to hear him defame the Golden Boy like that.
Right.
But I understand Mr. Roach is upset with me, and we've had a falling out, and I encourage him to continue to dance the jitterbug with Michael J. Fox and go for the gold.
Well, see, I never have a bad thing to say about anybody.
That's true.
But I was talking to my wife this morning, and she's an asshole. And she told me that Oscar would probably take some kind of shot at me, you know, at my Parkinson's.
Because your Parkinson's, yeah.
Right.
And that's okay, Oscar, because, you know, I never say anything bad about anybody.
That's
you know?
True.
So you're an asshole.
I do miss training with Mr. Roach for one reason.
You do?
Yes.
Okay,
after,
what's that?
After my training, a lot of times I will have a protein shake or a smoothie
right.
to reward myself and help with recovery.
Uh-huh.
And I used to just hand the powder and the water to Mr. Roach. Do you see what
and
I'm
how
going,
would he
Kevin?
Mix it up?
And he would just stand there. And next thing you know, it was blended perfectly. I did not need a blender or a food processor or any of these machinery I've named because he is a very shaky man.
All right, so Freddie, he said something nice about you. How about you?
Well, I was talking to former heavyweight champion Michael Moore, who works with me in the gym here. who's a bit of an asshole, quite frankly. And we were talking about Oscar's career, and we think that, you know, if he ever wants to another job, we got a job for him here in the gym.
Oh, great.
He could be a punching bag like he was in his last fight.
Oh, wow.
He's
wow.
got a point.
Wow.
Freddie's got a point.
Yes,
Oscar, but
I would like to see Mr. Roach paint a picture or do something that involves hand-eye coordination.
Really?
That's all I got.
Really?
Really? Hand-eye coordination?
Really? You want to see him paint a picture?
I would like
I
to see
know
that.
How to talk some trash.
We look like a Rorschach test.
Freddie, what is he? I'm sorry, I can't.
He's an asshole.
Asshole, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, hey! And it's the Kevin and Bean Show, a little late.
Oh, sorry.
A little late. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have one of my crazy friends. I love crazy people. Crazy
You
people.
Should go visit her in Wisconsin, man. Oh. You always threaten to.
Nancy from Zeta Talk speaks to the aliens, and she's going to tell you how you can avoid certain death.
Listen to the aliens.
Apparently the pole shift is going to send Los Angeles right into the ocean, so we'll find out. Plus, also right after the news, if you've missed it so far this morning, we've got the new Green Day song for you called Know Your Enemy. That's straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Rob's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Can you believe it? Last night, they did it.
They did. Who did what?
The judges.
Did
they
what?
Use their save?
Who did they save, Rob?
Oh, no, they did.
They pulled the trigger on the save.
They saved Matt Gerard.
Oh.
Who doesn't deserve to be saved at all.
Really?
Yeah, and that's kind of a waste.
Didn't they only have one time?
One time, that's it. That's gone. They burned their save for this season.
Very well, job done, baby.
Well, they had to use it either this week or next week, or otherwise they can't use it in the top five, right, Ralph?
Right.
Right, but so
they don't have to use it, do they?
No, they don't have to.
No, they don't. I mean, it was retarded.
But,
it was stupid.
Oh, but you know they
have
do.
To
yeah,
because they've been talking
dramatic.
About it all season long.
Yeah.
If you bring a gun out on stage, as they say in the theater, Kevin, you better pull the trigger.
Do they say that in the
That's
theater?
That's what they say.
All right.
I mean, essentially, he was going to go last night, or he'll go next week. It's going to be one of those two.
Well, next week, two people get the boot, because they saved a person this week, which gives Matt a chance to redeem himself. But next week, two people will be going. And next week, it's disco week.
What?
Come on.
Yeah. They got to get rid of that goddamn Anoop.
It's a middle finger to the fans is what it is.
That's true.
Oh, God, I hate that Anoop.
You know what? Is the Anoop out there doing Don't Leave Me This Way or something next week?
Anoop. Anoop.
Disco.
Anoop.
You people are bad.
Anoop. Anoop.
Take it all
Anoop
in, my dear.
On fire.
The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
Wow.
She has a point.
You dare to dance in the path of greatness, Anoop. Speaking of American Idol, Fantasia Barrino is getting another reality show. VH1 is going to have cameras following her around as she pursues her recording career.
Which season was she on?
She was season three.
What are we on now?
Season six?
Okay.
Yeah.
Seven?
More than that.
Six,
I think
seven?
It was seven, yeah.
Anyway, her career has been going downhill rapidly, and so now they're going to make a series about it, which should be fascinating.
Hmm. Just watch her implode?
Yeah, watch her not work.
All right.
Great.
It's going to be neat when she gets back to the point where she's exactly as poor as she was before she auditioned for Idol.
That would be funny. Her living in a dumpster, eating pizza crust.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Nadia Suleiman. Speaking of reality shows, she is still, according to stories, shopping around her life as a potential reality show.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You know, when she had the deal made up, she said she'll do a show, but the name Octomom cannot be used.
That was, right. Yeah. Was her hard,
she
fast rule.
She does not like Octomom.
Okay.
However, not liking Octomom has not kept her from filing an application to trademark the word so she can license products to make money.
How about that?
She is
her
something.
Attorney has filed a trademark application for Octomom.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. They found out that a Houston-based novelty company had already filed for the rights a month earlier.
Awesome.
A month?
A month.
But her attorney is suing them, claiming they have no rights to the name, and they have no permission from Nadia to use the name, and so that they are the rightful owners of the name. Oh. Excellent.
I can, I'll buy it from them, so just not
her. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle for Octomom.
I like it.
Are you ready? Are you ready to battle for Octomom?
Would you buy any Octomom product?
No, no, God, no. Not.
But you know what? This company wants to do, the Houston-based company, I'm sure, wants to make T-shirts and say, oh, I bang
funny
the
stuff.
Octomom.
Make fun of
and,
her.
You know,
right,
be
right.
like,
eight-handed back scratcher, and I'll say, you know, Octomom back scratcher and stuff. And I'll come up with comedy stuff you find at the Spencer
Wouldn't
gifts.
It be 16 hand? Is eight? 16 hands?
Yeah.
Well, even the back, back scratcher just has the one hand, you know, the end of a stick.
All
Kevin?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thanks, Speed Bump.
Back to you.
All right. Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Dua Diddy Combs is going to be in another movie.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm glad his acting career continues. It's called Get Him to the Greek is the name of the movie. It's a Judd Apatow comedy starring Jonah Hill as an intern at a record label who has to get rock star Russell Brand to a concert at the Greek Theater in time in Los Angeles.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
No word yet on what character Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs will be playing, but I'm assuming it is someone like him.
He's probably going to play another black guy like he always does. I swear to God, he can't do anything else.
Speaking of black guys, Jamie Foxx had to apologize to Miley Cyrus yesterday.
Why?
Well, he's got a radio show on Sirius, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah.
And he went off on Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Saying that, well, someone called in and said, did you hear about Miley's feud with Radiohead? They dissed her backstage, and she said, kiddingly, she's going to ruin the band. And Jamie went off saying, is she the one with all the gums? She needs to get a gum transplant. Then she suggested Miley should make a sex tape and grow up.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Maybe she should do that in reverse order.
Yeah.
Grow up and then make a sex tape.
Jamie Foxx was on the Leno show, and Leno brought it up, and Jamie apologized. And he said, sometimes comedians go too far, and he didn't mean any of it maliciously. And by the way, you don't make fun of the girl's gums because it's her teeth that are funny. Those big llama teeth, that's the funny part, Jamie.
I'd also like to add, based on Miley's success with cell phone photos,
yeah,
she's the celebrity most likely to end up with a sex tape the day after her 18th
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, hold on to your pants.
All right.
Just announced, officially, Ghostbusters 3 is in the works. Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson have all signed on for the third in the Ghostbusters series.
The originals. That's pretty amazing.
Apparently, Aykroyd is now in conversations with Sigourney Weaver to join the cast as well. Harold says, Harold Ramis says, if the movie ever all goes well, the movie should be in theaters by 2011.
Oh, just 2011.
So you got that to look forward
Pencil
to.
Pencil that in.
You got that to look forward to.
I hear you.
Don't you like to look forward to things?
I do, yes.
Well, there you go.
I love a good movie as well.
How was Ghostbusters 2, by the way?
That was great.
I thought it was terrible.
It wasn't so terrible.
It was bad.
It was not.
Compared to the first?
It was not as good as the first, but it was not a terrible movie.
Terrible.
It was funny.
Kevin, you can't say terrible and then cough terrible as if you're trying to sneak something by us. You've already said terrible.
It's terrible. It was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
Statue of Liberty starts walking.
Yeah. You're smelly. You're smelly, baby. Was Daddy a stinky? Come on! Bill Murray with the baby. He's going to be his baby.
Bill Murray's always funny. The movie was nothing like
the first
one.
You don't deserve to see Ghostbusters 3 then.
Really?
You're
but I liked one out of the two.
You're not allowed to see it.
Huh.
You're not allowed to see it.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell the story even though it's not showbiz. My head exploded when I read this. It's the greatest story I've ever read.
All right.
There's a guy in Moscow, right? A thief. A stick-up man. A bandit.
Okay.
Goes into a hair salon, right? 32-year-old guy busts into a Russian hair salon. Pulls out a gun and demands money from everyone in the room. It's a room full of female hairstylists, right?
Okay.
Owner of the salon, 28-year-old girl, calmly walks up to him with her cash in her hand, but she's got martial arts training, right?
Yes.
So she punches him in the chest and flips him to the floor, disarming him.
Awesome.
Drags him into the back of the storage area of the salon and tells all the girls to go back to work. Now, all the girls leave at the end of the night, and she goes back there, and she's got the guy tied up.
Still.
So she handcuffs him to a radiator, force feeds him Viagra, and makes him a sex slave for the next 48 hours.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
She gets him loaded up on Viagra, just hops on him at will for the next 48 hours. The guy's stripped naked, chained to a radiator, and she uses him as a sex slave.
What I'm talking about.
It's the greatest story I've ever heard. I want to make the movie.
But
wow.
He's just gonna
I want to star in the movie.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, that.
No, Lisa.
You don't know him. Is
she sets him free after two nights.
Yes.
First thing he does is check himself into the hospital to have his injured genitals treated.
Oh.
He claimed to doctors she squeezed various parts of him like a lemon.
Oh.
Then went to the police.
Wow.
And told them the whole story. The police came to arrest her, and Olga, who was the 28-year-old who had him tied up in the back room. She was furious. What a jerk, she told reporters. I bought him new jeans, gave him food and drink, gave him even gave him money when he left. Police now are filing charges against Olga and Victor, her for rape and assault, him for robbery.
Wow.
Greatest story I've read in the history of mankind.
Oh, my God.
From the Moscow Times.
That's how it was going to go when he walked through the doors of that establishment.
No, he did not.
Wow.
But that's what I'm talking about.
How great is that, huh?
That is a great story.
Can you imagine being made a sex slave after a failed attempt at robbery? I'm wondering what Olga looked like.
I was going to say, my first thought was not all that bad.
Yeah, until you see Olga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no photos, but I'm just assuming.
She took that guy down. She's probably
if she's desperate enough
to
handcuff a dude and force feed him Viagra in order to get laid, I'm guessing Olga... Needs a
Can I have one of the other girls come in, please, now?
Olga's one of those either-or names. Either she's the hottest chick on the planet.
Right.
Like Mel Gibson's girlfriend.
Or she's just a power lifter with a mustache.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All the Olgas I've ever seen on the Olympics from Russia are the big beefy kind of Olga.
Yeah, even Olga Korbut, the cute little gymnast from Russia, one of those gold medals. When she grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cat's sister.
Cat's sister, yeah.
Uh-huh.
When she grew up, not a good Olga.
But then there's Olga Kirilenko from the Bond movie.
That's right.
Yeah. Super hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no in-betweens for Olgas. You're right.
What about the one who's working in a hair salon in Russia, though?
Yeah,
do you think she's more supermodel or more washed-up gymnast? I'm thinking more washed-up gymnast.
Probably washed-up gymnast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Pope Benedict the 16th is 82 years old today. Can't believe there's 15 other guys who said, yeah, call me Pope Benedict. That's who I want to be. He's the 16th of those.
That's right.
I wouldn't pick that one.
It's a lot of people named Benedict.
Pope name. Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a good Pope name.
Former basketball player. Let's play for a little team called the LA Lakers, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
62. Ellen Barkin's 54 years old today. Martin Lawrence turns 44. Also turning 44 is one of our favorite artists of all time, Gerardo.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 44th birthday.
Rico.
Uh-huh.
Suave.
Yeah. He's a talent.
He is.
Rico.
Who can do that? Who can pull that off?
And that was it for Rico Suave. That was his only hit, right?
That's what Olga was playing in the back room at the salon when she was getting out the handcuffs. Olga Suave.
So fresh.
I'm off Garmin. I walk the showbiz.
I got an email yesterday or the day before from KROQ listener Kevin, who runs the outstanding Kevin Amin Archive, which, by the way, is a resource that we use here on this program. If we need a piece of tape that we've lost, we go to the Kevin Amin Archive. He does a better job of hanging on to our stuff than we do. But he said, guys, you know, it's been over a year since you checked in with Nancy from Zeta Talk. And we said, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How could it have been that long? I mean, the world is going to end, and we're sitting on our thumbs instead of getting the update from Nancy. So we took his advice, and we called her up in Wisconsin. We've got her back on the phone, back on the Kevin and Bean Show for the first time in 2009. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to be on with it. It's so important for the people of L.A. to hear this message. We caught Planet X on SoHo. Now, mind you, SoHo is a government imaging of the sun.
Nancy,
right?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Nancy. Nancy acts as if we just talked to her 5 minutes ago. We're continuing a conversation. Let me try to recap kind of your thing before you get into the specific message.
Not
okay?
Everyone knows who you are.
Zeta Talk. Zeta means aliens.
Yes.
And the aliens are coming to Earth, and it's a big government cover-up, and there's hybrids between people and aliens, and there's a pole shift that's going to pretty much put California underwater, and a bunch of people are going to die, and then we have an awakening, and then, I don't know. There's
you do good.
Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
We're going to have more alien contact. They're here to warn us about a real big geological, and it's a pole shift. It's a path. Planet, best known as Planet X, some people call it Nibiru. The ancients knew about it. The last pole shift was 3,600 years ago or so, Jewish Exodus time, red dust, big volcanic explosions, axis of the world, you know, tilted a little bit.
Now, Nancy, not to throw a wrench in things, but we kind of got a little bored talking to you because you kept telling us the end of the world was coming, and then the end of the world wouldn't come, and then we'd say, oh, well, let's talk to Nancy again, and you'd say, you're going to die, and then we go, not dead, and then we talk to you again.
Yeah, nobody can give the date. Apparently, there's some rule that the aliens who know about it, they cannot give the date, and it's all speculation. I don't know why.
But you thought it was May of 2003 for a long time. That was the date you were focusing on, right? And then that came and went, and everything was fine. But wouldn't scientists be aware of something as massive as a pole shift?
They are. And I've got so much interesting evidence. One is it showed up on SOHO. Now, SOHO is imaging of the sun and looking like the winged globe of ancient drawings. You have to check my website. Check on the newsletters because a week and a half ago I had it in my newsletter, and check the archives. It looks exactly like a winged globe, exactly like the drawings from the ancient Egyptians and beyond. And I thought that was just an artistic rendition of a rapidly moving planet, but that's what the thing looked like.
Mm.
Here's another thing. All the fireballs coming in. You had a bunch of fireballs. Wasn't it the 18th and 19th of, what the heck? You know, and California had two of them back to back. And all of
what do you mean by fireballs? You talk about like sunspots or something?
A big thing. You know, brightly lit and screaming through, and Canada had a bunch. And
I'm sorry, could I hear the sound again? Okay, all right.
And this is debris in the tail of Planet X. Then we have magnetic interference, like we have blackouts. March 30th and 31st, we had blackouts all the way from London all the way to Sydney, and San Diego had one too,
okay,
because of surges and brownouts from the charged tail of Planet X, red dust. So it's here. It's next
it's
to
here.
The sun.
Okay.
It's creeping closer.
All right, Nancy, let me ask you a question. If
yeah.
I recall correctly, when we were talking to you in the lead-up to 2003, that's when we were talking to you the most.
Yeah.
Because that was the date you thought the world was going to end.
Right.
You, did you or did you not, actually put your dog to sleep?
Yes, but not because of that.
Yes, no, you said you did so that you could run for the hills.
Yeah,
and it would
not
suffer.
Have to worry about feed, and not have to worry about feeding another mouse.
Actually, if we could have a couple hours on K-Rock where I could get, you know, but you have like a nanosecond to respond, and somebody said, what would you do with pets? And then Zeta said, put them to sleep because they're going to starve to death.
Right,
anyway.
But I'm asking if you personally did that, and maybe...
Not because of Planet X.
Now, in retrospect, did you jump the gun a little?
Yeah, but I didn't put him to sleep because of Planet X. I put him to sleep because he was feral and the vet was begging me to put him to sleep.
He
tried to bite the vet.
You left
he
that
tried,
part out.
I know. I didn't have,
she
I didn't
did.
Have a chance.
You had a chance. You told us many times, I don't want to have to feed a dog. I don't want it to suffer. So I put my dog down. We were like, what?
And boy, I'm telling you, the dead dog thing, it trails me everywhere.
Well, I would think.
Just like people keep bringing up that murder thing to OJ, too, by the way. It's the same deal. Nancy, let's cut to the chase about
dog.
How...
He tried to bite the vet, and the vet...
Well, you didn't mention that in the 7,000 conversations we had with you before 2003.
Let's cut to the chase about where we're at now. You said you got specific advice for Southern Californians. What should they know, and when should they know it?
Yes, especially L.A., you're in the bowl there, and as when we have the pole shift, the globe itself will tip 90 degrees so that the poles, North and South Pole, are on the equator. And it'll happen within an hour, and boy, when that movement stops, boom, 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 magnitude 9 earthquakes worldwide, right?
Now,
and I can imagine.
Now, wait a minute. You said it's been coming for all this time, and then once it comes, it's going to go in an hour?
Yeah. There's signs like 3 days of darkness and a slowing rotation, and you have weeks and weeks of unmistakable signs. I mean, if we have 3 days of darkness in the northern hemisphere, hello, who's going to miss that? Right?
If we that'll have, get us, that'll get attention. Yeah,
if we have
true.
3 days of darkness, I promise you, we will be calling you. But
yes, exactly.
No, we'll be driving out of California. Is what we'll be
right.
doing.
And up into the Sierras because ocean sloshing, a sloshing of water, as the Pacific tightens and the Atlantic spreads apart, you have a sloshing water, and it sloshes be 500 to 600 feet high at the coastal level inland by 200 miles. It's only
isn't 600 feet high more than a slosh?
That's a big slosh,
yeah.
But it is a slosh because woo on one side and then woo on the other. And meanwhile, L.A., you know, woo, it comes in against your mountains in the background, and boy, it's not
look out.
Anything left of L.A.
Well,
You've got
I'm glad
to get out of there.
I'm glad that you're warning us of this because it's been too long since we talked to you, and it's still ZetaTalk.com if people want to get all this information, Nancy.
And if you folks want to read what it's going to be like, I have a short story there. PDF,
Nancy,
the
I'm going to
pull it down for free.
I'm going to say, knowing you as well as I do, you do not have a short story. You do not have anything short.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a little. It's like a book. It's like a paperback, but it's
it could
free
take
PDF,
5 years if you go to her site and start reading.
No. This is the shortcut because there's thousands of pages on the Zeta Talk website. But if you want to know what it would be like to go through the pole shift, not being informed by your government, read the passage.
We asked you this about 6-7 years ago. We asked you, is there going to come a point where you keep saying pole shift, pole shift, pole shift?
and end of the world, end of the world, end of the world, and then it doesn't end, is there going to come some point where you go, maybe I should reconsider my timeline?
You know, not for me, and I'll tell you why. Because here it shows up on the Soho. I'm telling you, it was so dramatic. And we are having the fireballs and the increasing electromagnetic disturbance, and there's a wobble. And I register the wobble with people from around the world, you know, where the sun is not rising and setting exactly where it should be, and the moon is too far north.
She can't be moved, Kevin. There's nothing you can do.
How do you measure a wobble?
Well, you do it by getting an exact north, south, east, west measure from a survey. Do not use a compass. Compasses are erratic. Now, you go into a planetarium program and you say, where should my sunrise be? Oh, 97 degrees, just a little bit south of east. And then you go out and you say, okay, this street is exactly pointing east, and whoa, it's way south of 90 degrees. That looks
so
like
it's
20
off.
Degrees off.
So that's a wobble.
Measured the wobble.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I just hope that there's time before the end of the world for Kevin to make sweet love to you, as he has for so long wanted to do, Nancy.
Listen, I have that on my bulletin board as a promise.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I've been trying to talk those natives into a use of the spaceship, but you know, they say, I'm sorry.
On the second day of darkness, there's going to be a knock at your door, and I'm going to be nude.
I don't even know
what that meant, but thank you.
I don't think that's what she meant. I hope that's not how she meant. All right, Nancy, we are out of time. We couldn't love you any more than we do, and we'll do this again in another couple of years. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Dr. Jason Statham is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, and if you haven't heard it yet, brand new Green Day world premiered earlier this morning on K-Rock. We'll have that for you again in 30 minutes. In fact, at the top of every hour all day long. Now, I've been very much looking forward to this time of the show, Kevin, because you've been taunting me with your hint yesterday about a major announcement of a major K-Rock band, and you said it rhymes with the Schmillers, and I was up all night long just banging my head against the wall, just plugging in everything I could think of to try to figure out what group you were talking about, and I can't get it. So please tell me, what are you talking about?
It's the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast with a huge K-Rock band.
Yes.
The clue was it rhymes with the Schmillers.
Right, and that doesn't mean anything to anybody. That's just obviously you're screwed up.
It's Weird Al. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't think of that.
We've done breakfast with Billy Corgan and Blink 182 and Coldplay and Dave Matthews and Everclear and Green Day and Incubus. Remember we did Jack Johnson at the Coachella the day after Coachella?
Yep.
And while they were trying to play their songs, that truck was backing them. Beep, beep, beep. It was that they were cleaning up Coachella. We were like, is there any way you could not back up right now? Nope, sorry. Whole time. Beep.
I remember so many of the great breakfast shows we've done in the past. Some of my favorites were, Nine Inch Nails. I remember that one as being amazing. Psycho Mike, you're with me that Metallica had to be one of the best breakfasts we ever did.
Yeah, Psycho Mike was actually at an engagement shower.
His own engagement shower, yes.
Yeah. We did breakfast with U2. That was awesome. Just last year, we had breakfast with Weezer. That was one of my favorites. Those guys were hilarious. They sounded great, too. I mean, that's what's beautiful about these things. Big band, tiny place, they perform, and you, the fan of that group, get the chance to ask them questions. That's why I love this so much.
So here's the latest one. The Kevin and Bean breakfast is karaoke with the Killers.
Yeah!
Killers!
Oh, man.
My clue was it rhymes with the Schmillers.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that at all.
I felt like maybe that was a giveaway.
No. It was very hidden. That one was underground, man. I could never have come up with that. If you'd give me a week, I couldn't figure that one out. Well done.
It's this coming Tuesday morning.
Wow, that's breakfast, right around the corner.
Breakfast karaoke with the Killers. And if you'd like to go, we're going to give away our first pair of tickets next. Okay. You're going to have to earn them, though, with a little game we like to call All Killer, No Filler.
Okay. All right. So, now, need you be a Killers fan or even a fan of the Schmillers to call?
No. You don't need to be a fan of either, but we would like you to be. I mean, don't call if you hate the Killers, you know what I mean? Or if you hate the Schmillers. Either way, we'd like to have people there who are happy to be there because it is a tiny place. And you'll get a chance to ask questions. And it's Tuesday morning, and if you'd like to call, the number is 1-800-520-1067.
Attention all K-Rock listeners. This is Brandon. I am in the Killers.
Listen all weekend for your only way in to a Kevin and Bean breakfast. Karaoke with the Killers.
You won't want to miss it.
Wait for something.
And on KRock.com from the Tiny Dimples Karaoke Bar. Join the band for a private show and Q&A. Plus, a side of karaoke.
I'm Mr. Brightside. Who's with me?
No one in the whole damned world. Keep it locked on the world famous K-Rock.
For your only way in. From Rogue Pictures' new action film, Fighting, starring Channing Tatum and Terrence Howard, some dreams are worth the fight. Fighting is in theaters nationwide April 24th.
Just announced moments ago, our latest Kevin and Bean breakfast. This time it's karaoke with the Killers. How about that? By the way, karaoke was invented, and the first place in America that opened as a karaoke bar was Dimples right in Burbank. And that is where we're going to be on Tuesday morning with the band the Killers. They're going to be performing live and taking your questions. And if you want to go to the game, you're a big Killers fan, you can join us. You can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067 for a little game we like to call...
All Killer!
All killer, no filler.
I like it.
Hosted by Mr. O.J. Simpson. Good morning, O.J.
I guess I'm the filler. Because I'm not the killer.
I think you're the killer.
Okay.
All right.
O.J., how are you able to be on the show with us today? Aren't you behind bars in Nevada or something right now?
We got a special hookup. I'm talking to you live from the radio studio in prison.
There's a prison radio studio?
We got a prison radio studio. Wow. I host my own show there every morning.
Really?
Called Have Some O.J. for Breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I like it. All right. So the game is called All Killer, No Filler, because, of course, we're giving away tickets for Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with the Killers. It's karaoke with the band. And how is the game played? The contestants are already lined up on the phone. What do they need to know?
Well, I'll give them some clues about famous killers. And all they have to do is come up with the answer.
Okay. Famous,
that's easy enough.
Famous killers in history. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's begin with Marie in Norwalk. Good morning, Marie.
Hello. Good morning.
You're on with OJ from prison.
Hi, OJ.
Hi. Are you blonde?
Okay, let's not get into that.
Look, I'm lonely. I'm lonely.
Right, but that's irrelevant.
All right, here's her clue.
Ask the question.
This famous killer's favorite Beatles song is Helter Skelter. Hello, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, no one cut your throat or anything, did they?
No, throats are being cut.
That's my job.
That doesn't happen as much in our lives as it does yours.
That was my favorite Beatles song. I want to cut your throat.
What do you think,
Marie? I'm just
going to
guess Ted Bundy.
Oh, no. He's a good one, but he's no Charles Manson.
Yeah. Charles Manson, yeah.
Sorry, Marie. Thank you.
He claimed, OJ, that song is one of the things that drove him to get people killed, right?
That's right. He used to write it on the walls in blood.
Good times. Yeah. All right, let's say good morning to Christina in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, in 1888, this guy went around the Whitechapel area of London killing hookers.
That would be Jack the Ripper.
That is Jack the Ripper.
That's correct.
He was good.
All right, you hold on.
He wasn't good.
He was one of the good ones.
He killed a lot of women.
Bet those whores were blonde, too.
I don't think, by definition, any of these people are good.
I bet they were blonde whores.
All right. Let's go to Alina in City of Bell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. You're on with OJ.
Hi, OJ.
Here's your clue. Redefining the dinner date. This famous Wisconsin serial killer would often eat parts of his victims after he raped and killed them.
Okay, that's the Texas Chainsaw Guy.
No.
I think Wisconsin should have been your clue that it wasn't the Texas Chainsaw Guy.
It might have been the Wisconsin Chainsaw Guy.
Yeah, that was who, OJ?
Jeffrey Dahmer,
yeah.
Yeah.
He ate
his victims. Try, though.
And Brett Favre. Brett Favre would do that too.
Is that right?
I don't think you got your facts.
He did.
You know, Jeffrey Dahmer was killed in prison. OJ, you got to be careful about guys like that. They find out you murder people. You know.
Try it with me. Bring it on.
Erica in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, Erica. Good morning.
You're on with the juice.
Good morning, OJ.
Good morning.
Wonder how many of these people thought when they got up this morning they would be using the words "Good morning, OJ."
Yeah,
exactly.
Me.
Yeah. All right. Here's your clue.
This genius claimed first he was golfing and then fishing when his wife Lacey disappeared.
What is Mr.
Yes.
Peterson?
Mr. Peterson. Close. I think that's close.
What?
By the way, we're not on Jeopardy right now.
We're going to give that to her for half. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott Peterson is his name.
Right.
Good enough. Hold on.
You got to stick with one story.
Right.
You going to change your stories mid-murder?
You stuck with your same
That's
one.
That's right. I was going to Chicago on a business trip.
Sure, yeah.
That's it.
All right. Let's go to Diane in Buena Park. Good morning, Diane.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Diane.
There's the juice.
This famous music producer was just found guilty of murder by gun.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector is right. Nicely
that's
done.
Such an impersonal way to kill the gun.
Really?
A knife lets you get right in there.
You hold on for the drawing.
You hold on for the drawing.
No, not you, O.J. I'm sitting to the collar.
Now, O.J., if your friend Johnny Cochran was still alive, maybe Phil Spector would have gotten away with his murders, too.
That's right.
All right, let's go to...
If the wig doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Best mugshot ever, by the way, at Kevin and Bean page of KRock.com. All right, Kip in San Clemente.
What's up, guys?
There's nobody named Kip.
His name is Kip.
All right. This all-star NFL running back is completely innocent of any of the insane murder charges that have wrongly been brought against him.
O.J. Simpson.
That's right. That's right, O.J. Simpson.
Nicely done. That's hold on for the drawing.
Right. I think I'm going to source you on that one, O.J. I don't know if that one's true or not.
Let's go to Jose in Los Angeles.
Major fan of K-Rock.
Woo! Yeah!
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff.
All right, here's the juice.
Just like Bean, this crazy loner lived in isolation and fired off strongly worded letters to his victims. Only his had bombs in them.
The Unabomber.
The Unabomber is correct.
That's right.
Nicely done.
Huh? Nothing.
Okay.
All right, hang on, you're in the drawing. OJ, we got time for just one more.
All right.
Let's go to Gustavo in Palos Verdes. Hello, what's Gustavo.
What's up, Juice?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. This German leader was a mass murderer, but he was also a very good painter and had a bitchin' mustache.
That would have to be Hitler.
Yeah!
That's correct.
I love that mustache. I gotta grow me one of them.
But he was still a bad dude, though, right, Juice?
Well, define bad.
Define bad,
oh,
sure.
Oh, come on. All right, let's
you
see.
You see everything black and white. Sometimes there's shades of gray.
Sometimes.
Who's in the drawing here, Kevin? Let's make sure Lisa picks only from those who have already
Christina,
qualified.
Christina, Erica, Diane, Kip, Jose, and Gustavo. We need the drum roll again, please. And we have, I think we could pick two.
What?
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
All right. We have Christina in Huntington Beach.
Christina, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Coming to our breakfast karaoke with the Killers.
And Jose in L.A.
And Jose, congratulations. You win as well.
Goddamn,
thank you, Juice.
Time to go out in the exercise yard. I'll see y'all later. Oh, killer,
no filler. Brand new Green Day music. It is called Know Your Enemy. We world premiered it earlier this morning. We got it for you again coming up in about 5 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Also, actor Jason Statham joins us just at what kind of hand motions is Mike making? What's going on there?
Ralph.
Ralph, you're not the Wolverine just because you have stupid little
He got promotional hands. Is that what happened here?
Claw thingies come out. Oh, they make noise.
They make that
too.
Very scary noise, too.
There's a lot of rolling in Ralph some days, isn't there? Anyway, if we can get him to put his toys down, it's time for the showbiz beat here on the world famous K-Rock.
Ralph, no one can see you.
Just by the way, the Wolverine talks in English. He's not a caveman. He doesn't go, he can speak.
Does when he fights. I'm Wolverine. Crikey.
You're not fighting.
They're awesome. Thanks to the people over there at Fox who gave me Wolverine claws.
Yeah, Ralph will use those every day for 6 months. Yeah, we heard.
I would not want to be Mrs. Garman tonight, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Ralph.
They make cool, like, shwing noises.
We heard. We could hear.
Did you hear those?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. All right, now I got to get them off because I can't hold anything with the claws on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Ow. Jason Statham, after the top of the hour.
All right. I hate to ask, because I'm not the comic book geek, but why does the Wolverine have those claws? Where do they come from? They're not mechanical?
They come from his skeleton. He has an adamantium skeleton. Okay. Hardest metal known to man.
So his skeleton has metal in it?
Yes, it's been fused with metal.
Okay.
Because it used to be just bone would come out of his hands like that. When he was mutating, the bone would just, he would get... claws of bone that would come out of his fists.
What?
But then they fused adamantium to his skeleton.
What does adamant even have to do with this movie?
It's not adamant. Adamantium, which is the hardest metal known to man. And so that's what his claws are covered in, and also his skeleton, and that's why he's also indestructible.
All right. Time for the Ralph Showbiz
Dealing. You know who's not indestructible?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
Uh-oh.
He is self-destructible.
What's
Did you read
now?
His quote about his wife?
No.
He's having a horrible breakup with his wife, right?
Yeah.
So he was interviewed in Rolling Stone magazine. And he says, You live a half a mile from the 20,000 square foot home you can't go to anymore. You're driving through downtown Clearwater and see a 19-year-old boy driving your Escalade, and you know that that 19-year-old boy is sleeping in your bed with your wife. I totally understand OJ. I get
Whoa!
It.
Whoa!
I could have turned everything into a crime scene like OJ, cutting everybody's throat.
Whoa. Well, next time we play All Killer, No Filler, maybe Hulk Hogan will be one of the answers.
We'll add Terry Bollea to the mix, Hulk's real name.
Seldom in my life have I met a dumber man.
You don't want to go there with that, do you?
I think not. I think never.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You guys be cool and eat fruit.
If as angry as you get, I don't think you go the OJ route. Even acknowledging it, I think, is a bad idea.
Right. Even if the thought comes to your mind, go ahead and keep that inside and don't share.
Is Britney Spears getting married again?
I hope so.
According to the National Enquirer, she is. She is set to marry a man by the name of John Sundahl in 6 weeks, says the tabloid.
Excellent!
He is a real estate developer who Britney met back in 2007, they claim. They also say he popped the question last week at a Santa Monica subway.
Oh, wow.
That's right up her alley.
Every woman's dream.
I wasn't believing the story until I heard that he proposed in a Subway sandwich shop, and I'd say, that does sound like Britney.
Oh, leave Britney alone!
$4.5 million diamond ring.
What?
That he bought at a jewelry shop in Frankfurt, Germany. And you know those Germans. They make good stuff.
Mm-hmm. They do make good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So, no word yet on Britney's camp whether they are denying the matrimonial plans or not, but...
The story you did earlier about her sleeping with everybody is awesome. And that would have to come to a close, probably, if she got married.
If she's going to get married, she'd probably have to stop sleeping with her ex-husband, Kevin Federline.
That, too.
And some of her other backup dancers.
Yes.
Yeah. Two different guys who are part of the show, apparently.
I wonder if some of this has to do with, and I don't know how this would work, but can she get out from under her dad's conservatorship if she now has a husband? I mean, I wonder if there's some sort of deal where she can get somebody a little more favorable on her side that will be overseeing her stuff.
Maybe.
That's a good question.
Oh, hit me, baby, one more time!
And Will Ferrell is going to appear on an upcoming episode of Man vs. Wild, popular TV series starring pal Bear Grylls.
Who seems less likely to show up on that show than him?
Dude, Will is he's a tough man.
Yeah?
Apparently he spends 48 hours in the frozen Swedish wilderness learning how to stay alive against the odds with Bear Grylls. In the episode, producers say Will will be seen drinking his own urine. A regular survival tip from Bear on the show.
Do we know when that's going to air, did you?
June, it says. June? So I'm sure we'll get a date as it comes closer.
Awesome.
But, see, Will's wife is Swedish. I know they go there once a year to spend time with her family, so maybe that's when they filmed it. But seems like he doesn't really need to go that route. But I'm guessing it's going to be funny.
Oh, sure. Yeah, him drinking his own, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's preparations for Land of the Lost. He wanted to get some survival training. Maybe that's what he wanted to do.
When's that coming out? Is that this summer, Ralph?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah,
that's I'm really looking forward to that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Pope Benedict XVI is 82 years old.
He's a fag!
Oh, what?
What's wrong with you?
The Holy Father!
That's ridiculous.
Oh, sweet heaven. Speaking of popes, you watching The Tudors this year?
No.
Oh, good stuff coming from The Tudors.
I hear that's a good show.
It's a great show. Time, but... Kareem from the Lakers, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 62 years old today. Actress Ellen Barkin turns 54. Most recently, I guess we saw her in Ocean's 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comedian Martin Lawrence turns 44 years old today, as does legendary pop star Gerardo, who gave us Rico Suave.
Yeah, which is not the best song that's ever been recorded.
What?
Rico.
Listen to that. Yeah.
Suave.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Rico.
All right.
That makes me want to put my Wolverine claws on and just do the cabbage patch.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Kevin, one of your favorite actors of all time, on the phone with us right now.
I love every movie he's done.
Yep.
Jason Statham is on the phone. Good morning, Jason.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Thanks for squeezing us in today. I know you're on the you're going to the Expendables today, right, in Brazil?
Yeah, we've been filming. This is coming towards the end of the second week. So, it's looking great. It's just a real head spinner to be working with Sly Stallone. You know, he's like one of the old legends. I grew up looking at his movies, and to be doing a film with him is, it's one of those pinch yourself moments. It's just working out
as good as it could ever be.
Yeah, I could totally imagine it. You must have so many surreal moments in your career that has got to be way bigger than you ever expected it would be. And this just has to be one of them. And what a cast on this movie. Have you had any scenes with Mickey Rourke yet?
Not yet. No, he's coming in. He's actually not going to be shooting anything down here in Brazil. He's going to be sort of catching up to us lot when we get to. We're filming in New Orleans, so there'll be a section there where Mickey will be joining us. And you know, I made a good friend with him on a film I did in New York recently, and we're really good pals. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
Well, Jason Statham is one of our very favorite actors. We loved The Bank Job and Death Race, the Transporter movies, but we couldn't be more excited that they figured out a way to make a sequel to Crank, which is one of his very best movies. And Crank High Voltage opens up everywhere. You know, we were talking to your co-star, Amy Smart, a few days ago, and we thought, this is one movie that we honestly couldn't figure out how you were going to do it, but you figured out a way to bring your guy back and really, like, go for it this time around.
Well, there's a world is a way.
Well, you know, you watch that first Crank, and you go, okay, that's a pretty thin kind of concept, I'm not sure, and then you just get blown away by it.
Yeah.
But then there's no way they could do it again, and it looks like they did it better.
Any excuse to run around LA for 6 weeks, we're all in for that, you know?
Now, this must be the first time in the history of movies that the plot is a guy is going around town looking for who stole his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, they fix him up with an artificial heart, and he's basically got a, you know, an internal battery that is on its way out, and he has to keep it juiced and electrified and fully charged as much as possible. So in whatever ridiculous way he can do so, he's, you know, he's sticking his fingers into plug sockets and he's rubbing up against old grannies and doing anything ridiculous and outrageous.
It's kind of everything that they told you not to do when you were a kid. That's what you
pretty
have to
much,
do.
Yeah. But you know, you've got to remember, gents. This is not, you know, this is not to be taken too seriously. This is a, you know, this is you know, an action movie with a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And you know, it's shocking, it's funny, and I think you get your money's worth, you know.
Well, and you've told us this in the past, Jason. We've had you on. You said, look, guys, I'm having fun out here. It's beautiful women. It's fast cars. It's outrageous action. People love that stuff. I love doing it. It's a win-win. I mean, there's certainly nothing to apologize for. I mean, we need movies like this. Plus, we've already seen Fast and the Furious. So what are we going to do?
Well, you know, it's, you know, like you said, there's certain people want to sit down and enjoy themselves and, you know, scrap a bit of popcorn, and this movie works well with that.
Yeah,
kind of
this, exactly. I have a scene from the movie. This is where you're talking to a lowrider, a cholo that's driving a lowrider into somehow giving you a jump start for your heart.
Damn, dog. You good, I say?
Never better. You want to give me a jump? Just juice, man.
That seems not good.
Feel good. There's no way that feels good, Jason.
Killing next door's dog.
Yeah, it does. Hey, tell me. I understand Amy Smart, who's very, very sexy and was so great in the first movie. I understand that she really takes it to a new level in this film too. She's got some stripping. She's got a pretty hot girl fight. I mean, I can't wait to see this.
She's unbelievable. Yeah, she really has a lot more to do in this. You know, she could certainly kick ass.
Yeah.
She, you know, there's a great little fight sequence that she has. And, you know, I don't think there's an actress on the planet that could do any kind of justice to this kind of role, only Amy. I mean, it's so tailor-made for her in the best possible way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking
in
of...
a complimentary way.
Speaking of co-stars, David Carradine is in this. And he plays a 100-year-old leader of a Chinese mob. And his name, if I'm not mistaken, is Poon Dong. Poon Dong. That's his name.
That's it.
That's the best.
Poon Dong. They've got a twisted mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mark Neville-Dean and Brian Taylor. They're an unusual couple, believe me.
I am thinking of changing my name to Poon Dong, in fact. So it's going to be a nice tribute. Jason Statham is on the phone. We're talking about Crank High Voltage. It opens up everywhere tomorrow. Jason, since your career has gotten so big, Has there been any downside for you yet? I see pictures of you on the beach on TMZ.com now and things like that that they never used to do. I mean, everybody follows you. Everybody watches you now. Is it a big drag or you're okay with it?
Now and again, it's okay. But, you know, there's always a bad apple in every box. And there's always one or two idiots that are behind those cameras. You know, they want to wind you up and provoke you. And, you know, some of them can certainly do that. But. You know, you bite your lip and, you know, you have to look the other way. Well, yeah. It'd be a different situation. If we was back home, they'd get, you know, everything that they deserved.
Yeah.
Quite different.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
But so far, in general, the upside way outweighs the downside, I guess, for you.
Yeah, it's part of the job. I do realize that. So, you know.
He's in Brazil. He's in Brazil, if that answers your question.
Yeah,
we're
good
not.
Point.
Yeah, that's true.
That
yeah.
sounds good. He's doing all right. Well, we love your movies, Jason, and you got a great eye for great scripts and great action films, and this looks like one of the best you've ever done. Crank High Voltage opens up everywhere tomorrow. Jason Statham, it's always good to catch up with you on the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate it, man.
Nice for having me on.
Thank you very much.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Wicked cool, yeah?
That was a moment with Lisa May.
It was a quick moment.
She does it in less time than I do it. I'll give her that.
Her moments aren't even her screwing up, though. It's just her saying dumb things, but she's just better than we are.
We were just looking through all of our moments with. There's like 7,000 of me.
Yeah.
Kelly. Uh-huh. There's like 20 of Bean. 4 of Lisa. Yeah. That's bogus.
Well, she's good.
I'll try to do better.
Whatever.
By the way, not only Green Day every hour all day long on K-Rock, but if you haven't heard this announcement yet, it's the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast. This time, it's karaoke with the Killers. We're going to be at Dimples in Burbank, home of the world's first karaoke bar, and we're going to be there next Tuesday morning with the band The Killers. They'll be performing live. They'll be taking your questions. We're going to be giving away tickets all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and on K-Rock. In fact, I know we'll have another pair for you between 5 and 6 this afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. But if you're a Killers fan, this is one you don't want to miss.
Time for some AFRO calls, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine, so you can get your thoughts on the air. We don't need a lot of these because message received.
Kevin, you fail. You fail miserably, or you fail spectacularly. Depends on how you look at it, but regardless, you fail.
But the people love Bean, and that's good.
Hey, I have an instant request. I would like Bean to never talk on the air again. Thanks.
I'll get right on that.
All right.
He shoots. He scores. Goal! No wonder your behind is bleeding.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Nice.
That's a hell of a job right there.
He shoots. He scores. That's not a baby, you numb nut.
From the documentary My Fake Baby. This afternoon, by the way, Cinco de la Tarde. My Lover, My Car.
I like Wait, you that. Got another new documentary?
My Lover, My Car.
These are people who fall in love with their cars?
Yes.
Do they shop for cars based on tailpipes?
Sexually.
Oh, dear God.
You're not exaggerating and you don't even know it.
Really?
Nope.
Really?
So
it's not a platonic love with their automobile.
It is not, my friend.
Okay.
So yesterday we talked to Psycho Mike about not quitting drugs early enough in his life.
Yes.
Because he was going from Pasadena to Hollywood and ended up in Oxnard, which is like, you know, 70 minutes out of the way, mm-hmm. one way. And
that's
he's
kind of zoning out a little bit, not paying attention.
That's what he said. Little did I realize.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. This is Ray from Oxnard. I just want to let you know I had a really good time the other night that we spent together. I thought it was really kinky how you had me dress up as a Japanese geisha girl. Give me a ring when you come back up here. Sayonara.
Wow. All right.
A lot of stuff went on in Oxnard he doesn't even remember.
Good morning. This message is not for Kevin and Bean, but for the producers of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show. I understand Green Day is about to come out with a new album.
I want you guys
to try your best, not do the douchebag thing you guys normally do, which is play Green Day over and over again. Let's go for it. Thanks, guys. Go team. Bye.
Are you kidding? We've been in a holding pattern for 2 years with Sex and Effing Candy.
Good point.
We're not playing it enough.
You're right.
Wow. I can't fathom playing it less than we are. And we're going to spike it in a couple of extra times just for you.
Got Fiolita this morning. White pants. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Being your weather chick, white pants. We all know
what
that means.
I love Alita.
We talked to Nancy from Zeta Talk earlier this morning. She talks to the aliens, don't you know? And we're all going to die, and the pole shift, and the hybrids of people and aliens. She might be a little crazy.
Okay, Kevin and Bean, come on, really?
alien, the world's ending. Can we not have Rodney's old lady interviewed anymore? Jesus.
I love that woman.
Rodney's old lady.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but...
There is a God. That douchebag Rick D is off the air again. No notice, Spanish radio. Gotta love it. Hey, maybe that'll happen to you guys, too.
Look, the way stations are switching to Spanish lately, I wouldn't get too comfortable listening to K-Rock.
Si se puede.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
101 at the 405. Might be the right to be, to...
That was a moment with Lisa May.
We had to find one that was bad that okay. She actually messed up, so.
Awesome. There you go. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Speaking of the tasty hoes that we work with, how about the birthday girl, ladies and gentlemen, who follows us each morning at 9 o'clock? The beautiful Kat Corbett has joined us here in the studio.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much for those birthday wishes.
You have a big celebration today?
Yes. Planned? I'm going to go out and get drunk and have sex with a band.
a whole band?
Pretty much like every night.
Just a regular night for me.
Kat Corbett.
Much different. Now, Kat, we didn't know it was your birthday when we asked you to come in, but we are happy for you, of course, and we love you very
Thank
much.
You.
But I'm a little bit nervous because coworkers sometimes can get on each other's nerves, and we've been starting to get the impression from you lately that you don't enjoy following the Kevin and Bean Show here in the studio. What's going on with you?
Well, I just don't like all the stuff you leave behind after you do your show. It's very hard for me to do my show in a cluttered studio.
Well, we try to take most of the clutter out.
But yesterday, someone left a paperclip behind. Whose paperclip was that? Can someone come in here and get the paperclip out?
It seems like maybe you're a tiny bit OCD with cleanliness because we really almost scour the place every day when you come in.
But sometimes, Kevin, you leave your computer here for 1-2 minutes after the show.
Right.
And it has to be gone.
Well,
it makes me very upset.
But there's a lot of stuff that we use to make the show, and sometimes it takes just a couple of minutes into your show to kind of get the place spiffed up for you. It's not intentional.
Problem. It's not my personal. Problem. It's not my problem. Take care of it.
Okay.
And if you could, please have all the oxygen swapped out after you're done.
What are you talking about?
I don't like breathing in other people's oxygen.
You can't swap out oxygen.
I need to keep these golden tones constantly fed with a fresh air.
I can tell you do take your voice very seriously.
Yes, it is your instrument. It is. It's my livelihood, and I need to take care of it. So I have to keep it at a certain humidity, and sometimes that gets thrown off.
Okay.
I see.
Well, we're sorry. We do our best. I mean, we don't try to make it rough on
you. And if you could you sponge down the entire studio before you leave?
Sponge it down?
Every day, like a sponge
every
bath.
Every day it has to be cleaned all the way?
Yes, a sponge bath would be great. I'm not asking for a shower or a full bath, just a sponge bath.
For the studio.
Or a bath, as some people call it.
It's not like you're coming in after Jed the Fish or something. I mean, at least we're not putting stuff in the butt. I mean, we're just basically doing a radio show. We're not going out of our way to mess the studio up.
Sometimes I trip over Kevin's yoga mat, and it's very disturbing to me.
But it's way back in the corner.
But it needs to be gone. Everything needs to be cleaned up.
All right.
Okay.
And if you could get a dustbuster in here and do some dusting, that'd be great, too.
But we're not going to do that every day. A lot of this is not our...
Could you get one of those vacuum cleaners that has the ball? I like the ones with the ball. They're easier to operate. Clip that in there and get vacuum up after yourself.
It has to be the vacuum with the ball?
Yeah, I don't know what you leave behind, but there's some sort of dander. I think it's Mike Dander.
Mike? Yeah.
Mike Dander.
Could be.
That was his old radio name, wasn't it?
Mike Dander.
Now, Kat, is this how you've been your whole career? Is it just us, or were you like this when you were working in Boston radio as well?
I was like it in Boston, and then I took a small break at Y107. When I was working there, I liked it more cluttered, and then back on this end, less clutter again.
Wow, we got the raw end of this deal then, I guess.
I'm an artist. I couldn't help it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, there was no cleaning up after Chris Hardwick.
you couldn't
get enough people to clean up after him. Mostly feces.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm not saying whose feces it was.
All right. Listen, we got
to
go.
There was always feces.
We'll try to clean up.
That show.
We'll try to clean up better. And
it may have been Cortland Cox's.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
That's an actual name.
That's true.
I'm not being filthy.
Okay. At this particular moment. Kat, we got to go. But thank you and happy birthday and
have a great show.
Have a great show. And
what?
See you in a few minutes.
No beer.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 14, Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing and even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival, and as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
A strange slogan, but all right.
Yeah.
Seems like good advice.
Some of those Dharma Initiative tapes are starting to wear out a little bit. We may need to get those transferred to DVD or something. I don't know what's happening. If you are going to Coachella, by the way, Kerrek.com has all the information you need about everything going on at the festival, including exact set times, as they have been explained to us for all of the bands all weekend long.
And
all
if you're going to Coachella, just announced by Greyhound, the Greyhound Bus Services.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are offering a $39 fare to Coachella.
No kidding.
Yeah, round trip. $39 So
that's
if you don't
deal.
Feel like driving out there and dealing with the parking and all the nonsense, it's $39 round trip from Anaheim, Claremont, El Monte, Glendale, Hollywood, Indio, Los Angeles, Long Beach, North Hollywood, Norwalk, Palm Springs, San Fernando, Santa Ana. All those locations to Coachella, to the fairgrounds, and then back, $39
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
For more information, you can go to greyhound.com, but I thought I'd give you the heads up there, because that's a pretty good deal.
How far is the festival from the Marriott, Palm Desert?
I have not measured, no.
I love how it costs the same on Greyhound.
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
To take the bus
the Hoff loves to rock.
I know.
From Indio, as it does from Santa Ana. That's what's fascinating to me about that story.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
All right, just
a flat rate. Don't write a strongly worded letter. It's just, just a deal.
It's just
a fare.
It's
just
a great
move
deal.
On. Nothing
I
to see
it.
Here. Just move
I'm
on.
I'm mad that all the fares are the same.
But how come it's the same from Indio? And how come Anaheim, which is obviously further than Claremont, what are they charged by the foot? I don't know. Fruit roll-ups. Just move on.
I think it's awesome. I'm not complaining.
Take it or
don't. It just struck me as curious. You'd think it would be cheaper when you're so much closer, but that's all.
All right. Contact them.
850. Ralph is here with late-breaking showbiz news that is sure to make Kevin cry.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, where is there?
Yes, there is.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or
Absolutely.
Can I just go down there? Because
no, come tonight.
Come on down.
Around midnight.
You know what? You can pick up here.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Yes.
I'm trying to avoid this news that's going to make me cry.
So great. The football gods have spoken, and they have decided that one of their announcers must be smote. John Madden has announced he is retiring from broadcasting today.
Yeah!
Oh. Finally, it'll be
Why
safe
would
to
you
watch
cheer
football.
That? The best announcer in the history of the NFL.
The dumbest, most incoherent, old, rambling old man in a broadcast booth has decided to hang up what has been an embarrassing career.
How dare you?
Come on, he's 30 years past his prime in the booth, Kevin, and you know it.
How dare you?
My Monday nights are going to be so much more enjoyable. Or I guess Sunday nights, with Al, right?
Aww.
This is not so infuriating now.
He's the best.
They'll
you guys
talk
are
about
wrong.
Football.
Wrong.
And points will be made and facts will be expressed.
Who needs that?
I do. Oh. Madden said, it's time. I'm 73 years old. By the way, I can't believe he's only 73 years old.
Yeah, he is a rough looking 73. Yeah.
My 50th wedding anniversary is this fall. I have two great sons and their families. My five grandchildren are in age now. When they know when I'm home, and more importantly, when I'm not. It's been a great ride. The NFL has been in my life for more than 40 years. It's been my passion. It still is. I appreciate all the people who are and were such an important part of the most enjoyable, most fun anyone could have. That great life with the teams,
the
players, the coaches, the owners, the league, my broadcasting partners, Pat and Al, and the production people and the fans. It's still great. It's still fun. And that's what makes it hard, and that's why it took me a few months to make a decision. I still love every part of it.
Why?
The travel, the practices,
how
the
long,
game
Kevin?
Film.
Do you
the
see,
games.
Kevin, this is the problem with John Madden.
Seeing
this is how
friends,
long it takes him to say everything.
And meeting new people, but I know this is the right time. Then he burped and farted and walked away.
And had her turducken and called it a day.
That's right.
Wow.
Usually when you see that screen pass with the Rams, it's been Marshall Faulk. That time was Ernie Conwell. Ernie Conwell, the tight end, got knocked right out of his shoe. A couple things you have to have to play the game. With a shoe and a hat.
Okay, that's the kind of commentary we're not going to have from him anymore.
Absolute pure genius. Fabulous.
That's what I'm saying.
Stand up and applaud.
That's what
this one is top of the charts.
Best announcer ever.
Ah, that is exquisite. That is orgasmic, Mozart-like. It's just pure perfection.
That's
beautiful. All the chemicals are bubbling, and all the equation comes out right in the end.
I don't know what that means, but...
What a sad day. You guys are just misguided here.
Great day. And by the way, Favre retires. Coincidence?
Interesting.
Oh, how about that?
Is life worth living without Favre going to be on the field this
season? We go to the suicide
evening?
Watch for Madden?
I think we might have to.
It's a great point.
Plus, you know, it's like an old bologna sandwich.
I hear that.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kevin loves John Madden so much because he goes, well, that guy's worse than I am, and he's got a job. So seriously, I'm good.
He's been working forever. I'm never going to be out of work.
I have very few people that I can look up to like that make as many mistakes as I do.
It's like an old bologna sandwich. People eat it.
Shut up. He's the best.
I don't have to say shut up, John Madden, anymore on Sundays.
Oh, man, that
right.
hurts. That
hurts. My life is going to be so much more carefree
wow,
now.
You guys are just bad.
I wonder if they're a team Al up with.
Isn't the hot rumor is it's going to be Collinsworth?
Oh, Chris Collinsworth. That'd be a good
one. That'd be great.
He's good. Collinsworth is good.
Making solid points about football and whatnot.
He's a little biased, but I think he's a pretty good broadcaster. I'd like to see the sis in there. I'd like to see Andrew Siciliano
fantastic.
Pick up a little work with Al. You know what I'm saying?
That would be great.
Next generation. Move along.
Wow.
Ralph, I can't help but bring up that the NFL schedule was released yesterday. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about the Philadelphia Eagles and their team.
How
the schedule looks
this year.
Wait a minute. What do you think of who they're going to be playing?
Look at what you're trying to do.
You saw that
minx.
Coming all the way down the street.
Bring me once.
Ralph
please.
Made a bet that he can't speak about that football team until the season.
Because the Cardinals.
Also, you have no comment at all.
Against the Cardinals.
Lost.
I know the team Bean is referring to. It does play the San Diego Chargers this season in San Diego.
Do they?
So there will be a road trip in my future coming this fall. It's going to be an interesting season. It's going to be a little sweeter without John Madden.
How dare you?
Speaking of football and all things related, a cheerleader coach, high school cheerleading coach in Sacramento, California, was fired this week. After it was discovered that she had posed nude for Playboy.
What?
Casa Robles High School officials in Sacramento confirmed that they fired the girls' cheerleading coach, Carly Christine, for posing nude for Playboy's Cyber Girl of the Week on their website. The girls are supposed to look up to their coaches, said one concerned parent at Casa Robles High School.
Wow.
That is unacceptable to me. To punish
I look up to her.
A smoking hot chick for taking off her clothes. That's not my America, people.
She did the right thing.
Apparently, the coach was uncovered, no pun intended, when some of the girls who didn't make the cheerleading squad...
Really?
...made copies... Oh, no, it gets even better. The parents made copies...
Of the cheerleaders that didn't make it?
Christine's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
From the internet, and then drop the pictures on the principal's desk. The parents of the kids who didn't make the squad. How do you like them? How do you like them?
They would have not said anything if their kids would have made the team?
I'm sure they wouldn't have. But because their kids didn't make it, the bitter parents went online, copied the pictures, and dropped them on the principal's desk.
How about that?
Salacious!
I want them to burn.
And by the way, I know it's 2009 and all, but seriously, it doesn't make her a bad person or an incompetent coach that she chose to pose for Playboy.
And by the way, she is not a physics teacher, okay? She's a cheerleading coach. Pretty much in the same ballpark. Showing off your hot ass in pictures, showing off your hot ass on the cheerleading field. Same ballpark.
It's the next step for all the cheerleaders,
all
right? I mean, it's all connected.
It's all connected. So get off your high horse, Sacramento.
It's not like she was trying to recruit the girls in the cheerleading squad to pose in Playboy. It's just a choice that she made for her life.
Sacramento, no. That's what I say. What was that?
What's up, Sacramento?
Oh, really?
Britney Spears.
Oh, could not make
When she was in San Jose.
Could not make
What's up, Sacramento?
Ah, now I get it.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We need subtitles for this show.
I know.
Do we have a quick chance for a quick email to get to?
Not if it involves...
This comes to us from listener Mike in Pasadena.
Would that Mike in Pasadena be standing behind me right now?
Let's wait and see.
All right. If he is, I'm going to punch him right in the balls, just for the record.
Oh, no.
Oddly enough, it's Mike from Mike from Pasadena, but his email starts off with, I live in Santa Monica.
Really?
So already we're in bad shape.
Okay, good.
I live in Santa Monica, where the BS tickets for everything are just getting out of control. You can't smoke in public, you can't drink a beer on the beach, you can't chew gum on the promenade, and so on. But about a week ago, I found out that you get a ticket for not disposing of your dog's poop properly. It's a $500 ticket for not putting it in a specific wastebasket for duty that are few and far between. I realized I hated this new law until yesterday when I stepped onto a poo nug after poo nug coming back from the beach.
No, no. You can't make no.
Now I realize
no,
that.
Denied.
Poo tickets are fair and wise.
I've got two tickets are fair and wise. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. I said poo tickets are fair and wise. That's right. Tickets are fair and wise.
I thought it was absolute indulgent rubbish.
Oh. I'm with Kevin. You can't make words and phrases up to fit into the song. There's
what?
No such thing as a poo nug. You made
that was
a story.
That's not
the setup. That wasn't on the punchline.
And a nugget of poo is often referred to as
no
poo
one
nug.
Has ever referred to a piece of dog poop as a poo nug.
But that had nothing to do with two tickets
with
to paradise. So what does it matter?
Had nothing to do.
Poo tickets are fair and wise, rips and threads.
No! So there you go. Mike now sending me email trying to get material on
he's
the air.
He's obsessed with that.
Yes, I know.
He sounds like he sounds like
Ken and Nick. He's trying to get it on the air through me now.
What happened
what
was
he's doing.
I with Electric Avenue and Rock Me Amadeus, I had sent some pretty stellar ones, and I came weak early on with
yes,
two tickets
did.
To paradise.
We didn't even do it. It was so bad.
So I had to make up for it with what I thought was a good one.
F*** that guy. What would you need him for?
I agree.
Why is it the same price from India?
Take a look at today's
legitimate question.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Pope Benedict XVI is 82 years old today. Happy birthday, Holy Father.
That guy. What would you need him for?
Come on.
Don't
now.
Tell, for God's sake.
Just keep your hands to yourself. Lakers legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 62 years old today. Actress Ellen Barkin turns 54. Comedian Martin Lawrence is 44 years old today, as is Gerardo, who gave us this classic hit. And we all enjoyed that, I'm sure, very much.
Rico. Rico. Suave. Rico.
Was that the real version we used to listen to back in the day?
I think so, except for it sounds like it's been in the trash for a couple of years.
It sounds like a live version, live from like Santa Monica Pier or something, where he's got like a Casio track behind him.
Rico.
And he's singing from the top of the Ferris wheel at Pacific Park.
Yeah.
Do you like any more references to the Santa Monica Pier?
All
right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
We got some business we got to take care of.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen cover bands?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Love cover bands.
They're really great.
I saw Purple Rain in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I've seen a Snoop cover band, which was awesome.
I didn't even know there was one.
But apparently they're fighting. Some of the cover bands are fighting in Sweden. This is getting ugly. Okay. ABBA is the biggest export ever from Sweden, even bigger than Volvo. And you can't believe how many cover bands there are for ABBA. I mean, there are dozens of them that make a full-time living around the world playing ABBA concerts. There's the Dancing Queens, there's Bjorn Again, ABBA Mania, ABBA Dabba Doo.
Come on.
Really?
Abacadabra is one that's very popular. But apparently, Kevin is absolutely right. Apparently, it's going to court now. One of the ABBA tribute bands, which is called Arrival, which is the name of an ABBA album, apparently has it in for another of the ABBA tribute bands called Waterloo, which is the name of an ABBA hit single. And they are just trash-talking each other all the time about which one. Now, picture this. Which one is the best fake ABBA band?
Yes. They're mouthing off about being fake ABBA bands. They're going to throw down.
How is a court going to decide which is the best fake ABBA band?
I don't have the answer to that.
That.
But we have a lot of questions, as a matter of fact, so it might be time to spring into action.
Spanning the globe, Kevin and Bean investigate stories from around the world. They are Kevin and Bean, foreign correspondents.
We
have international calling privileges here at K-Rock, and we are going to abuse them right now by dialing up Sweden, getting somebody on the phone, and finding out what they think and what they know about this ABBA battle that's going on.
It's the Intercontinental Grand Hotel in Stockholm.
Well, they would certainly have heard about this story on the news. I got to imagine this is pretty big news if it involves ABBA, right?
Absolutely. I'm sure everything involving ABBA is huge there.
A band, by the way, that's been broken up for like 30 years and is still unbelievably popular. It's just, it's crazy how big they are.
That's the Mamma Mia movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
All ABBA songs? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to the bottom of this.
I didn't hear what the dude said. If you're calling about ABBA, press 1.
That's a standard on all phone systems in Sweden.
Hello, is this the Intercontinental Grand Hotel?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Ma'am, we're calling from the United States, and we're calling about your big ABBA tribute band battle that's going on there in Sweden.
Okay.
You know ABBA?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right.
You know a cover band? You know what a cover band is? Tribute band?
Yes.
Yes, okay, they play ABBA songs. Okay, there's two of them in Sweden that are now taking their battle to court, and it looks like they're going to throw down in the streets. What have you heard?
Sorry, I don't know. I haven't heard about that. I don't follow you. I'm sorry.
Okay, but you know ABBA.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on. Thank you, ma'am. Let's call the Scandic Circle Plaza in Stockholm, Sweden. What?
Let's not.
What?
Let's not call any more calls.
We're on to something here, right?
You're on nothing.
She heard who ABBA was.
She knew who ABBA was.
Okay, so do I. That's, call me.
No, that's, but that's only step one, Ralph. This is step one. Okay, let's try again. This is step two. This is where we get the person who has all the info that can tell us.
I'm not going to have any info.
They're facing off at midnight tonight.
Facing off.
They buy bars and shivs.
Dumb story and a dumber bit.
They've probably seen all the bands.
No, they haven't.
And know which one is the best.
It's a big country.
Right, which one's fake, which one's real. They know.
This isn't big country, Ralph. This is ABBA that we're talking about. Come on.
Yes, he did.
Put that on the file, Mike.
Hi, ma'am. It's we're calling from America. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you.
Bean, why don't you try this time? I don't think I pulled it off last time.
We have been following with interest some news from your country about some ABBA tribute bands that are fighting with one another. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
Well, there's a band called Arrival who is in court basically suing a band called Waterloo. They've been trash-talking about which one is the best fake ABBA band. That doesn't sound familiar to you at all?
No, unfortunately not.
Have you heard of ABBA?
What is your favorite ABBA song?
Yes, I can't help you now. If you don't want to make a reservation, because I have a lot of people who want to check
We'd
in.
We'd like to make a reservation for an ABBA tribute band.
Ma'am, you should just hang on. You're thinking right.
Which one would be best?
You've got the right instincts.
If you had to pick one.
Your instincts are telling you to hang up, ma'am, and you're absolutely right.
But you're sabotaging. Why are you sabotaging?
No, ma'am, just hang up on these clowns.
Okay.
Your instincts are right on.
Sabotage from within. That had to hurt.
I'll tell you.
It is Thursday afternoon. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. And Ralph, a little something extra for Kevin and Bean fans today, I understand.
Yes. Giving away tickets to Karaoke with the Killers. Kevin and Bean breakfast, Karaoke with the Killers.
That's right.
You don't have to
call
say the
now. Call now if you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us where the Killers are from. What's their hometown?
Wow. That's going to be
tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Name a Killers album? That was the brain teaser? That was the tough one?
Well, it might be tougher than where they're from. I don't know.
Naming one of their albums is tougher than where they're from? If you know where they're from, wouldn't you know one of their albums?
Well, I know where they're from, and I don't know one of their
Boom!
Albums.
Yeah, but you're damaged.
F you, Garmin.
But she's damaged.
All right, first person that can call and tell us that, we'll get tickets to the breakfast.
Tell us what? Album or...
Where they're from.
All right, no, make an album. Make an album, tough guy. If that's so much better, now it's album. If you're on the phone right now and you know Las Vegas, you're... Because guess what? We just changed the contest up right in the middle of your ass. How about that?
But why did
now
you change
have to name?
It?
Now you have to name one of the albums. From
All
the Killers.
Right,
there you go,
Killers album.
How's that feel?
Didn't want this to turn into an international incident. I just thought we'd give away some tickets to join us with the Killers. That's
done.
All.
It's done.
1-800-520-1067.
It's done.
Good luck.
Now we're out of time. Out of time for showbiz. Got no time. Got time for one story.
Okay.
Last night, in the words of Ryan Seacrest, history was made.
Really?
He didn't say that.
Oh, sure did.
Oh,
Matt Gerrard has to sing for his life tonight. First, he said that.
By the way,
I've never seen anyone die.
They never died after
I've
singing
never
for their
seen
life?
Them die. No. And then once the judges, Simon Cowell, one of the judges, said, "You performed worse tonight than you did last night. You have absolutely no chance of winning this competition. But the good news is we're going to use our judge's save and allow you to stick around one more week.
Why? That makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever.
I don't even understand that.
Because they came up with this lame idea where the judges get to save someone this season, and they had to do it because they made a big deal out of it. So someone had to be lucky enough to get the save.
But he said up front, this isn't going to help you.
You weren't as good tonight as you were last night when America voted you off.
Okay.
You have no chance of winning this competition, but there's good news. You've been saved.
Well, I think that rule worked out well for the
dude
show.
Dude started to cry like a bitch.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
I was like, how could you have been more insulted? How can you be so happy? You've just been your rectum is just bleeding now. And you're like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much, guys. No, there's nothing good there happened.
So he got told no by America, and then no by the judge, but then yes by the judge, but then next week no again by America and the judges.
This is a stay of execution.
Yeah.
We'll see you back here in the chair.
He's not going to win.
See you back in old Sparky next week. That's what they said to him, basically.
What I loved is how Paula, at the end of the show, leapt from the judges' table up on stage and just gave this kid the biggest bear hug. You know that's all this show is about for her, is looking which guy she can take home after the show.
Yeah, this guy, Matt Gerard, he's sort of the faux Justin Timberlake of the competition.
Yeah. Oh,
he's got that vibe going on, yeah. So, two people next week will get booted off American Idol. But the good news is, it's disco week.
There you go.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
They are trying to get you to stop watching, and you won't.
They really can't. They can't beat
disco
me off.
Disco week.
They can't. There's nothing they can do to make me stop watching.
What did you just say?
As much as I complain, they can't beat me off.
That's what I thought you said.
You know what I'm saying?
They could. Kevin, if we're still watching after Frankie Avalon's appearance last week, believe me, there's nothing they can do to stop us from watching.
What the hell?
Last night, it was Miley Cyrus and Jennifer Hudson double dose right there.
What is wrong with you people?
I don't know.
Nothing will get you to turn the show off?
I have a problem. I've admitted it there. So let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Pope Benedict XVI is 82 years old today.
He's a fag.
How dare you?
Lakers legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 62 Woo! Years old. Actress Ellen Barkin is 54. And comedian Martin Lawrence celebrates his 44th birthday today. I'm Rob Carmen. I walk the show business.